The Centaur Review, episode 189, the Power Rangers 2017 movie review. Okay, we're back. We said we'd be back. We're back.
We're back.
Yeah, with an episode that we had stated we were going to do in episode 97 that we posted on March 29th of 2017.
So never let it be said we don't get to what we say.
Exactly. There's just a lot of shit.
Hold on, wait. Greg time, 30 minutes is what? A decade?
Something like that, yeah.
So, like, took us 3 minutes of Greg time. It's fine.
Exactly.
We're good. That's right. I brought it up. It's all good. We love Greg.
Okay, so Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, sorry.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Nick Bennett, the Lone Paladin.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, so let's do this like we normally do. Let's talk about this here movie thing.
Earth!
Mobobber. So, actually, I was going to ask something before we even got started. Okay. Because normally we have been skipping this. I don't know what brought it to my mind, but we have been doing this. It used to be that every time we finished a review, we would say, who is the coolest? And then we would say, not who won, but who you thought the best Zord was. Who you thought the coolest Ranger was. And you know what I realized? Somehow we stopped doing that.
Right.
Are you really wanting to bring it back for this one?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Because I'm
going to
tell
suits,
you flat out, it's Optimus Prime Zord.
Okay, well, you're wrong, but okay. No, really. What was the best looking Zord? Look, we've been over these cons, but we didn't do it for this. We didn't say who the best looking one was.
Huh.
He says the Mega is the one he
liked
the most.
No, I'm actually cracking a joke.
I'm going
to
have to say
like
the Triceratops.
You thought that was the coolest looking one?
It looked like a Triceratops.
Yeah, I'd go with Triceratops until it got crushed.
Until it mutated into Optimus Prime Zord. Yeah, we
yeah,
know.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
See, I don't like Transformers.
Otherwise, the other ones look like fucked up versions of what they should have been.
I don't know. Actually like the Pterodactyl.
Yeah, the Pterodactyl
actually
looked almost
say,
right for once.
That's where I am. Yeah. I think the Pterodactyl, I like that it was a fighter jet. That made sense to me. I feel like it was combat ready. The original Pterodactyl needed some work.
A lot of work.
The original Pterodactyl was literally there to be the chess piece.
The fucking sad Terra glider.
Right. Yep.
It was
Whereas
the dumbest
this
fucking
Pterodactyl was like, I'm a fly and kill bitches.
Yeah, I really liked that bird.
To be fair, the saber-toothed tiger did look like a fucking tiger. It had the teeth and everything.
Right.
The Beetledon.
Oh I mean that what was supposed to be a mastodon, but instead
I'm
is
it
a stag beetle don.
I don't know what the fuck that thing was.
He just said what it was.
Okay, if you look at all of them,
they look
T-Rex
like shit.
T-Rex kind of looks like a T-Rex. you can see
it. The T-Rex looks more like if somebody took like an actual T-Rex and then made it like a boss fight for like a Dino Crisis.
Did you guys notice it? I noticed it in the movie. Did you notice when Goldar punched it in the face? And it moved its head, and because its mouth is always open, it doesn't have teeth, so it looks like he has just gums. Because when you're like, you bite it, I wanted to be like, he can't. He can gum it, but he has no teeth. He can't bite it.
See, you were saying that. Bill was just like, fucking bite it! It's like difficult to bite when you're getting punched in the face, Bill! And he was like, guess that's fair.
The Triceratops, you can see the Triceratops. You can see the T-Rex. You can see even the Sabertooth Tiger. You can see the Pterodactyl. The Mastodon, you did not see Mastodon.
The stag beetle don.
You saw a beetle don. I don't know what the fuck it was.
It was a beetle don.
Okay, it had, like, the fucking thing. Okay, we all know mastodons have a trunk.
Right.
Because like, they're just a big fucking elephant.
Right, there. But there was no trunk. It was basically a giant Gatling gun.
And it stuck straight up, too.
Yeah.
So it was really strange. And it had six legs.
Right.
You know,
see these here.
I don't know
tusks.
What the hell it was supposed to be. And I couldn't see. Like I said, the others you could see what they were supposed to be. This one you're like,
the fuck is that?
Is that what you guys think a mastodon looks like? I mean, there's museums out there that actually showed you what they believe they look like.
Shane, it's a trooper thingy.
What about the Rangers?
Scott,
coolest
got it.
Ranger, Tommy Oliver.
He's not in this.
Or she.
His name is in
it. He's not in this.
His name is in it.
There. It was never specified if Tommy was going to be a boy or a girl, because there was talk that it was going to be a girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to say there. Trini. Because she
Bill's favorite, Zach.
I believe that Trini was the coolest one because not only... She actually had some kind of martial arts skill.
I'm only going on costume. I liked the Pink Ranger this time.
Did you?
That's all I'm going on. I'm not going on character.
Oh,
I like that. I think her helmet, I liked the aesthetic of her costume more than the others. I don't know why. I think it was just the helmet alone. When I seen her in the water and then she was thrown out and everything when they were doing
her helmet
the fighting,
did pop a bit better.
I tended to notice her more and give more a shit about her.
I was going with character.
See, if we're going costume, it's going to be Pink, but character, my favorite's Billy. Just like the original series.
I got to say, I'm kind of split as far as costume between Pink and Red. As far as character, I'm also kind of split between Billy and Zach, but not the bad part of Zach. The part, the gazoon type.
This dude is fucking dying in the studio.
Right.
The part that I can more or less understand the most with him and his sick mother because of what I personally have dealt with.
So yes. Man, I feel bad.
Best
I'm going to rip into him.
Best but, costume? Right. I'm going to go with Billy. Blue. I like that costume a lot, actually. Best character? Probably Billy.
He's like,
because they all have their positives.
Why are they you all have their bullshit,
and they all have their negatives.
They're all like an affront to me. Ugh.
So
I'm trying real hard.
Billy has
see.
Less bullshit.
Billy
was awesome.
Billy was fun. Like because of he's on the spectrum, because of how he is, he stands out more. Easily stands out. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know. He was the comic relief, obviously. And there's nothing wrong with being...
I'm trying real hard to think of something that I can grab onto that's better for me.
Jason...
Because Billy's the one that really stands out in this film.
Yep.
He's the one that's fun. He's the one that seems to have less problems. But it seems like they gave everything to him. Like, he's the first one to morph. He's the first one to care about them as a team. He's the one that found the crystal. He's the one that is kind of like goofy and standout. He's the one that's fun. And since everybody in this is moody tragic, he's the only one that's fun.
Well, he does have some tragic stuff, but that was like 7 years ago.
It's tragedy that's done.
Yeah. No.
I mean, okay, when your parent dies, it's never done.
Yeah.
But it's done. It's 7 years ago. We don't experience that with him.
Zach's mom is literally dying.
That's a different kind of tragedy.
Okay, you look at all the tragedy.
And when we talk about tragedy in terms of shows, tragedy is also conveyance. And if it's not conveyed, if it's just somebody died once, well, that sucks. That does literally happen every single day.
Right.
I was about to say, 'cause wasn't there a game or something that you were playing? And they're like... Within the first minute and a half, they killed the butler, and they're like, oh my God!
Persona. Go back to the original Persona games. I can't remember if it's part one or part two, but they kill the butler in, like, the first fucking 5 minutes, and then the game's like, oh my God, and all these characters are like, oh, I loved him. And I was like, I don't know the fucking dude. I don't give a shit. It's kind of like Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah.
I was going to say 8, but I didn't. I left it alone, because 13 gets shit on now. Because they take this fucking little girl, not a little girl, but it is a little girl, And they shove
not so our, little girl.
They shove her in our face, and they act like we're supposed to give a shit.
And then
she
shove her
turns
in a crystal.
And let's just move the fuck on, because nobody knows that bitch anyway.
Right.
Except for Lightning.
Yeah, but I don't even know her.
Yeah, we don't know her.
I don't give a shit about Lightning. I don't give a shit about Saz. I really don't give a shit about Snow. I don't give a shit about Hope. I don't give a shit about Vanille. None of these people here do I give a shit about.
He doesn't even drop Fang's name.
He doesn't give a fuck.
She's not there.
I know.
At the start of the game, they're like, this girl died. And I'm like, so what? So what?
But, I mean, you look at all five and their stories. I'm sorry. You punched somebody in the face.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I have to stop.
No,
I have to stop the conversation, though, because everybody keeps going, but the tragedy. Billy's dad dies, that's tragic. Zach's mom is dying, that's tragic. My parents want me to fucking be like this. Let me slit my wrists with these safety scissors.
Yeah, Trini is just, be gay.
Yeah, I can't be gay
because
my parents
she doesn't
like
know
it.
That. She
right.
doesn't know that. It's stipulated somewhat that the parents don't like to deal with her relationships.
Right.
But there's no guarantee given anywhere in the movie except for this one moment where she talks with her friends that she ever even came out to her parents. Do they know?
Right.
Let's say they're a traditionalized family. It very well could be. There's a lot of traditionalist families that are all of a sudden faced with gay stipulation. And then they have to say, fuck, what does that mean for us? What does that mean for them? Yes, it's true that when you come out, you have to deal with the fact that you have to bear your soul. But your family is affected by the things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to face it with you. Some families are very shitty about the way they face these problems. They just boot your ass out of the family and don't have to fucking worry about you.
Yep.
But then there are other families that have to realign their pan of thinking and include you and understand that your life is going to be a little bit different than what they had originally panned out.
Yep.
I feel like somebody in this group has faced something like that, but I don't know who it was.
Well, probably me, but it's not a story worth discussing.
No, I was thinking him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's that too.
Yes.
My brother?
Yes. Your brother.
Yes, my brother is gay.
Your parents did not know that.
No.
Then one day...
I always had a sneaking suspicion, but I couldn't prove it.
Yeah, and one day he had to come forward and say, all right, guys, this...
My mom...
Has she done that? Because I don't get the impression that she has. So she doesn't know how her family will handle that.
No.
She's self-loathing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sorry, but I really think that when it comes to the tragedy or a tough lifestyle, Billy has one, and yes, Zach does.
Does he?
Well, Billy has...
Billy's dad died. That sucks, but we don't see him living any kind of difficulty.
No.
Right.
He's in the basement hanging out. His mom yells downstairs. She doesn't even realize her van is gone for like a fucking week, 2 weeks.
Well, to be fair, then, it would be Zach, because we actually do see him taking care of his mom.
Like, in fact, Billy's mom is hardcore oblivious. How the fuck was she getting to work? Does she work?
Not really. She might be.
Okay, so in the deleted scenes.
But we don't have those.
Right. We don't have those. But in the deleted scenes, it is explained.
But it's not in the movie.
Right, I know.
But in the movie, they leave it out. So
in the movie, it's left out.
She just doesn't realize that her van is gone for fucking 14 days.
Exactly.
Anyway, Scott, you're about to say something.
I was?
Yeah. You were like in the middle of saying something when Seth jumped in with, and in the deleted scenes.
I don't know.
Okay, well, but as we
train of thoughts gone.
All
right, cool. Moving on.
There It'll are different back. Tragedies, but some tragedies feel real, and some.
I think Zach is the most real.
Yeah.
Now,
yes.
Because we see him taking care of his mom. His mom is looks like she's bedridden.
Yeah.
He has to bring her food, make sure she's taking her pills. He's living in a mobile home. It doesn't look like he has a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
Dad is gone. We don't know. Don't even mention.
Don't
dad.
Know why.
Right.
Could be dead. Could be gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he has a very
could be in space.
Right.
So he literally is probably got the hardest life going on right now.
Right.
Now you have
hi.
Yep.
That was me. So
you have Kimberly, who was a bitch.
See, there's
yes
different
no.
there's different levels to everything too, though. Like Kimberly's problem that she's facing is that she fucked over a friend and she now has nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
She lived this fucking lifestyle, which a lot of people do. A lot of teenagers live this gossip, fuck everybody else, move up the social ladder existence. And she had this thing going on. She spread a photo around, which she wasn't supposed to spread around. Seems like it was a boyfriend debate of some sort. My best guess from the information we're given is that she had a dude that she was seeing, and the other girl was seeing her as well, and that dude got a photo of that girl because cheating, my guess, or maybe he was just dating both girls. And then she got that photo, and then she fucking forwarded it to some people, which threw it around school, which got her in trouble. Then that dude came at her, and she broke out his motherfucking tooth.
Which they put back in, by the way.
Yeah. Which they make, yeah.
Because literally the exact same thing happened when I was in high school. There was this girl who was like the big prissy preppy bitch, and a fucking photo of her literally standing in her bathroom wearing nothing but a hat appeared, and
that
shit went all around school.
Yes, it did.
Oh, yeah, I missed that one.
It even wound up on my phone. It went all around school.
It went
It was all around school. People were just sending the picture.
And the major difference is when it comes right down to it, that girl that the photo got out, she said, fuck it, I don't care. People want to look at it, look at it. Have fun. I don't give a shit. Whereas this girl got upset because, hey, I just took a picture of Nakey me or sucking my boyfriend's cock or whatever.
We
don't get to see it, but I'm doing whatever sexual whatever, and she sends it to like her boyfriend or friend or whoever. Is this the kind of girl that you want to take home to mama? And that dude said, oh shit, let me send this to the guys. And the guy said, oh shit, let me send this to everybody else. And
somehow that went back. Somehow that went back to Kimberly.
Got back on her.
And then Kimberly was the one that was targeted when everything was said and done.
Yeah,
because
it was
this kind of stuff does happen at school.
Yes.
Because it was probably copied and pasted from Kimberly's.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. She was sent the original photo. And then she was the one who actually got it out. And once it's out, that shit spreads like fucking wildfire.
Yes.
That's the thing people don't realize. You're on your Facebook, you're on your Twitter, you're on your Instagram, you're on all these other social media platforms. You say one tiny, stupid thing. Look at every celebrity lately who's been fucking decimated by the rest of the fucking universe because when they were starting up, like Kevin Hart. When Kevin Hart was starting up in comedy, he said, if my son was gay, I'd fucking buy him a dollhouse, just throw it on top of him. Clearly a joke. He's a comedian. Everybody and the brother goes, fuck him! Burn his entire legacy! And he said, cool, peace, I'm out. I no longer have an acting career. Bye. And he just a fucking appeared. You could say one tiny stupid thing right fucking now, that shit will haunt you until the rest of your fucking life. Because one person said, I don't like that. And other people said, oh shit, they don't like it. We have to freak the fuck out now.
Well, she's dealing with that. And then Jason's dealing with another problem all his own. Which is...
Daddy's telling him how to live and when to live his life.
It's not just that. It's, there are some people that have no parents. Some people that have good parents. Some people that have shitty parents. Then there are some people that have oddly abusive parents. And Jason's dad falls into this category where Jason fucked up and there's no support whatsoever. There's just a constant line of you fucked up your life, dumbass.
Yep.
All the time, 24 hours a day, every fucking day. It's the only thing he deals with. He goes home, the parents fucking fight about him. He tries to fucking say something, he gets shit on. He has to go to detention. Look at this. Look at what you could have been. Look at what you did. Look at the shit I hang up because I was proud of you. That's a different kind of fucking problem. It's a mental obscure that will slowly fuck you up for the rest of your life when you have to turn around later and say, yeah, you had dad problems? I got shit on every fucking day of my life. by the guy I wished would have been there. I really wish he would have just fucking booted out. And sometimes it is worse to have them there than it is to not have them at all. There are parents that disappear. There are people that take their places. There are people that don't. There are shitty boyfriends that step in and take the father role and never add up to it, and there are ones that stick around forever. It's complicated.
Yep.
But the way somebody interacts with you can fuck you up. And Jason is dealing with a different kind of problem, which, if you're quick to put it off like Jason has the easiest life, he might not. He might carry this into his kids.
Yep.
And he might fuck them up. Now, let's go over the movie.
Okay.
Where do we start?
At
Planet
beginning.
Earth.
Earth. 65. Earth.
Over 10 million years ago.
Yeah.
In the Cryozoic era, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, we see a Red Ranger with bad damage crawling around. It's,
you know, just kind of taking the power coins from all the soon to be also dead
and
Rangers.
The Yellow
Question.
Ranger. What? Yeah.
Question.
What?
Raise your hand.
Does morphing make you naked? Because Zordon is naked, and his alien friend is naked.
Actually, I question if that alien is from Aquatar.
And Rita is naked.
Yeah.
When Rita falls in the water and demorphs, they don't find her in, like, old, nasty, fucking mummified rags. I mean, I guess the material, but I don't know what material was. We don't know what it is.
Could be somewhat seaweed and stuff, depends on.
Well, I mean, what she actually wore underneath. Like, were they just, does morphing make you naked? Like, did all the kids go back after their fucking?
Well, Billy did. When
because at the end of the movie, Jason walks up and he puts
Jason
up
puts
the sword and he turns.
And Billy did morph and then he demorphed. He still had clothes
on. He's not naked.
Yeah.
So
for
maybe
some reason,
those aliens don't believe in clothes.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't have two different...
Maybe their morphing power is basically like putting on clothes.
So those are two or three different species of people that never... That's an evolutionary improbability that they never designed clothes.
Or
like,
they
do they
just
have
evolved
cold?
Past needing clothes.
Do they experience cold and heat?
Well, they experience death.
That's what I'm getting at.
They experience heat death.
And I'm just saying, like, that's the purpose of clothes. Clothes weren't created because humankind one time was like, hey, stop looking at my dick! Humankind decided that we needed clothes because, hey...
It's cold
fuck
as shit.
Cold. It's cold as
Why
shit.
Why are my balls shriveled?
Where is my dick?
Why no. is my dick blue?
Like,
no.
It wasn't
until later on when they decided, oh, you know what? We're going to turn clothing into, I have money, so you get to wear tattered rags. Originally, it was, my balls are cold. Why is my ass wet? give me something to put on my ass so it's not wet when I sit on this tree.
Like
now my pants ass is wet.
So
I sat on this tree.
I find it hard to believe that three alien cultures adapted nudity as their standard. It's possible.
I mean, it might make them stronger.
Only on this planet.
Yeah.
And it didn't, because when they demorphed, they died.
Or maybe because they needed to be martial arts masters, maybe they're monks, so nudity makes you stronger.
I'm just saying I'm confused, and maybe there's a little more to this story than we realize. Like, remember when I made the assumption, the theory, that maybe, just maybe, the reason Rita's going crazy here is because Zordon was with that yellow alien, and she does seem to blatantly target the yellow?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's how she found them.
But what about the other three?
They're dead.
Yeah, they're already dead.
They're dead
before
we even get there.
Then how...
Because he has their coins.
I know, but it's like...
What
were they doing?
If they were on the ship, boning, and Rita found them, and Rita was like, what the fuck? And an attack started, and then morphing happened, and then, but she seems to be after the crystal, so I don't know. Look, they were naked. That was weird. I don't understand why, but morphing and makes them naked.
And like I said, I question if the Yellow Ranger was from Aquitar. Because she looked like somebody who would have been.
I think she was.
Yeah.
But we know from continuity they wear clothes.
Yeah.
But she was naked.
Well, they wear clothes now, but did they 65 million years ago?
I imagine so, yes.
I mean, there's, you never know. Mm-hmm.
They're not a species like they had to have evolved in that nature. They designed clothes. We've seen it.
Yeah.
So if we can get away from this naked topic.
Look, I'm sorry. It's just this is bizarre.
So is going over it tons and tons of time, but...
It is bizarre.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we'll get to that part later. Yeah.
So Zordon summons the meteor that wipes out the dinosaurs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ethics question.
This isn't Star Trek, Bill. No
I don't
Federation.
Give a fuck. Ethics question.
Greater good.
Is it? He wiped out an entire species.
They weren't intelligent.
Just to knock out Rita for
yes,
a couple
they
of
were.
Million.
Yeah.
Not their level of
intelligence. Do you consider your dog intelligent?
No, just, they weren't intelligent according to them.
Raptors were super fucking intelligent.
From what we've
okay.
figured
out.
That depends, though, because while, yes, raptors were pack animals, truth be told, you know what modern-day velociraptors are? Fucking turkeys. You know how you kill a turkey? You turn on a garden hose and you spray it up because a turkey will instinctually look up at the rain and drown itself.
Evolution makes you dumb sometimes.
No, I'm
fucking
just,
innovation!
I'm just saying that, look.
Hey, sometimes evolution goes to a dead end, Seth.
That's true.
He wiped
true.
Out an entire species. And I get, supposedly this crystal, the
Zeo
crystal,
at least the one on Earth,
has the power to, I'm guessing, destroy the entire universe or some shit.
Well, he said that can easily destroy or create worlds.
Yes, the way that it's put in the movie, the Zeo crystal is basically what grants life to a planet. So any planet that has a Zeo crystal will have life on it.
So there is
so you
multiples.
Remove the crystal.
But that was a pretty big fucking
crystal. And yes,
crystal.
There are multiples.
Gotta say, that was a pretty big fucking crystal.
Oh, I know.
So yeah,
but
probably.
Yeah, still ethics question.
No, because now I'm even more confused. If Rita was after the crystal, why didn't she just go somewhere where there weren't naked rangers?
Because that crystal was the best crystal. And they were
more
already
than,
there.
More than likely, it goes back to the whole Zordon boning situation of, I'm going to take that crystal... I'm going to gain all the power from it, and I'm going to cut your dick off, shove it down your fucking throat, and
no,
then I'm going to murder
No,
because
she wanted
everybody.
That dick.
Dude, I'm just saying, he destroyed an entire planet of life.
Right.
To protect a crystal in which, by the storyline that you're telling me, they could have just went anywhere else and got one.
Exactly.
And say they had to fight her, if she gets one... Why doesn't he just go get another one?
Or go get two.
Or go get two.
Right.
Because if you take it, then you kill another world, Bill.
So taking the crystal ends all life?
Yep.
From what I'm gathering,
so
when you rip...
Then
when you rip
either way, all life on Earth was doomed.
Yep.
Because,
pretty much,
because
yes.
Because the Zeo crystal is so powerful, because it's supposed to be the source of all life on the planet that it's on. When you rip that thing out, of the ground. Apparently, from what I can gather, it's almost like simultaneously hundreds of nukes going off at one time.
So you're
yeah,
saying
that's
it
what
would
they
be
said.
Like
yeah.
a Genesis torpedo?
Yes.
Yes. Genesis?
Boom, bitch!
Okay, let's just...
All right.
I
so,
feel like this is fucked up narratively.
So where the meteor landed... Somehow it creates this fortress of solitude, like crystal.
No, that was
thing?
The ship that
no,
you watched
that was
crash.
The ship.
That
no,
was the ship crash.
No,
you
the big
the
crystal
crash?
that you just
that we see going
was,
back there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That fortress of solitude.
Yeah.
Was the Zeo crystal?
No, they weren't in.
No,
the, no, they were not in the crystal.
No, it was in the background.
The ship that you watch crash is the Fortress of Solitude.
Yes.
No, that's the command center.
He said the big crystal thing that looked like the Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah, that looked like where that meteor struck down.
So he struck the crystal with a meteor, and that's
No, it struck in front of it.
Yeah.
Because it landed pretty much almost right behind Zordon.
Right.
It landed somewhere between the giant Zeo crystal and
Can
Zordon.
Can we not damage the Zeo crystal?
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Could be indestructible.
Yeah, but how are we going to have it divided up into six pieces or five pieces later on to
scatter
crust?
That movie's
dead in the water.
Yeah.
We have this movie and
it is a legitimate question that if the crystal was that fucking big, how would have they used it later on
right.
to do the Zeo? Because you whatever.
Use a different Zeo.
I'm feeling like I'm already running into a lot of problems narratively with this movie.
More than likely with the Zeo crystal basically granting life, it could have been something where it could have like broke off pieces of itself. Like it might be some form of sentient.
Yeah, that's another
but...
question too. If it is responsible for the creation of life and the allowance of life, if we break parts off of it and become rangers, don't we damage the fundamental life force of our own world?
It's fine, we just killed an amoeba. Species. Like six of them, it's fine.
Weren't those pretty fucking important to our evolution?
Yeah, we're already evolved, it's fine.
I'm just saying, narratively, I'm stumbling across a lot of problems here.
Oh no, we accidentally destroyed several types of some smaller organisms.
So
that
anyways,
just happened to be the bubonic plague.
Anyways, this meteor created Zordon, so now we cannot view that plot hole.
Right.
So now we're in the present.
Okay.
Where we have a cow being brought into a locker.
Oh, but it's not a cow, is it, Scott? Is it, Scott?
Quotations, cow.
It's a bull.
Yep, it's a bull.
We proved it with its one udder.
Yep.
Very big one that guy needed two hands for.
Which we then spotlighted.
So, four minutes into the movie, and we got them talking about jacking off a male cow.
Yep.
Congrats, movie.
Followed by Jason's ignorance to believe that he could outrun what looked like multiple squad cars already all around him
in
his pickup truck.
In a beat-up old pickup truck.
Yep.
Them
not even
good old Duke
one.
Boys, there you go.
In which this will not be the first time he makes a stupid speed decision.
But yep. We'll get to that shortly.
Oh, yes and no. Here begins...
Also, Jason should not be allowed to drive.
Right.
Ever.
Ever again, yes.
Because he's got the need for speed.
He just keeps crashing into
right.
shit.
But this will bring up point one
Wait.
Of something I'm going to bring up at the very end. So remember this for later.
Jason wasn't driving that second time when they crashed into stuff.
But... he was, because
he
made the command decision to give over the driving function in the middle of driving when Billy told him, I can't drive.
That's fine.
Jason should not be in control of the wheel.
Go ahead, Seth.
No, like I said, I'm going to bring this back up later.
3 weeks later.
Was it? It was 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks later, guess what? Detention. Hey, you're an asshole. Go to detention.
Make sure you're home before 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Fucking beepy leg thing.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, you mean everybody's...
House arrest.
No, it's everybody's favorite accessory for women living in Pekin.
Oh, my God.
The house arrest bracelet. Every woman over there's got one. Half the guys do, too.
No, that's not true.
It's true.
So I kind of question here. I know we have a couple cameos later on, but I kind of question, could they have gotten our Jason back to be the father?
I would say they could, but I think it would have been in bad taste.
Right.
Especially because you would have put Austin in a situation where he's got to berate and belittle his own child. At the causes of his own mistakes over and over again,
yep.
which would have put Austin in kind of a shitty light, because whether you want to believe it or not, these people get typecasted. and Austin is typecasted, and if you put him in that role and you make him do those things, it's going to view negatively on him, because just like when people look at Rocky, they don't see Sylvester Stallone.
Right.
They really do not. You go to Philadelphia, that's not who he is. He is Rocky.
Yep.
He talks about it in his movie interviews, that when he goes there, nobody asks for Sylvester's autograph.
They ask for Rocky's.
Yes. Yeah. And this is true for people like Austin St. John. People constantly refer to him as the Red Ranger. They don't talk about Austin. They talk about Jason. So if you put him in that role, it's going to affect him negatively in his own life.
Well, technically, it affects this actor later on, because in Brightburn, he gets his face blown off.
He plays... You could pin this down to 1,000 actors, but 1,000 actors that already don't have legacy.
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
him.
It is.
But 1,000 actors that don't have legacy, it doesn't matter that much.
Yeah, right. Look, let me put it to you this way. You remember Walter Peck? Everybody knows Walter Peck,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what's great about fucking Walter Peck? He was also a fucking dickhead in a different movie called Die Hard.
Yeah, but he also faced massive ridicule and literal abuse for playing that character.
Right. So because of that, every other movie that he's ever been in, he only takes the role...
plays a dickhead.
If he's... Well...
Well, he did for a while.
For a while he did, but now any role that he takes from here on out, he either has to be the good guy, or he has to be some background character who helps the good guy to succeed.
That does happen with a lot of actors if you're really paying attention. Like, a lot of actors get stuck in these, like, okay, look at, I honestly can't remember his name right now, but he always plays a super intelligent or incredibly awkward fuck-off. Like, in Armageddon, he plays the genius.
Steve Buscemi.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. He always plays that kind of character. Right. Always.
Like, and he's almost always in every single Adam Sandler movie as some crazy guy.
Right.
Yeah. He's one of the crew.
Right.
And like, whenever you see him in other things, he normally plays one kind of character, because he did it well, and that's what he gets hired for.
Right.
Would that have happened to Austin? Who knows? But the truth of the matter is, if he would have taken that role and been that dad, he could have literally been viewed as the shitty dad character, and it could have hurt him Power Ranger-wise. These people that become Power Rangers or get involved in things like Star Trek, and they carry this kind of weight, everything they do from that point on is critiqued heavily.
Yep.
Because it looks back on what they were or what's expected.
Yep.
But yes, we could have fit him in there. It might have worked. But it could have had bad repercussion that you wouldn't have seen till later.
Yep.
Was I the only one who wrote down notes?
You're the one that seems to have a timeline.
No, I've got fucking notes, but most of mine I figured everybody else is going to fucking bring up. Because let's see, if we go through this, okay, Jason turns around. Oh yeah, during the fucking cop chase, Jason is physically turning around instead of checking the rear view. That one was fucking stupid. Let's see, Ernie's detention center.
Oh, yeah.
Is where we're at.
Yeah, so that's where we're at now. Yeah.
Billy's getting bullied by the bully.
And it shows
his name. You said his name was on the subtitles, right?
Yes, if you put on the subtitles or if you pay very close attention, his name is Cole Wallace. Because when he headbutts Billy, the one dude turns around, "Oh shit, Billy crashes, beat the shit out of Cole Wallace!"
Yeah, that's the bully.
And that's all you get is, "Fucking Cole Wallace!" So you have to, "Fucking what? Hit him, hit him, hit him!" "Fucking what now?" Slow down, enunciate. "But his name is..." That's not a fucking name. His parents are fucking retarded then.
Well,
but
this showcases part of Jason's personality and
Jason
confuses
bitch slaps
me.
Him. Bitch slaps him.
But it confuses me.
Right.
Jason seems to have a lot of control. Control that would normally be taught to you by boxing or martial arts, and yet in this movie later on, he has no actual martial arts prowess.
Right.
No, but during the training thing, when he's teaching Billy stuff, it does look like they're doing boxing.
Yeah.
So maybe he does have some boxing background.
Maybe.
And that could just also be added into the fact that he's been training his ass off as a football star.
Football does not teach you to take a punch.
No.
No.
He
teaches you to take a hit.
Yeah, but not...
But I was meaning the control aspect.
Yeah, it's not the same thing. He was able... The way he reacted...
Right.
...is a fighter's reaction.
Exactly.
That punch came out of nowhere.
And he just stepped back, dodge.
He was able to dodge two lightning-fast punches...
And then bitch-slapped that dude.
...with absolute minimal movement, which is boxing at its finest. That is what boxing is you move in, you snake, you avoid the hit while returning your own.
Yep.
So he probably has some kind of boxing background.
He has to, because I've trained both for football. I didn't go through with it, but I trained all fucking summer, my freshman year, from eighth grade into freshman year, to be on the fucking football team for the high school over here, and then fucking couldn't goddamn do it, so I said, screw it. But after doing the football shit... And training professional wrestling, where you have to learn boxing and judo and different other forms of fucking martial arts grappling so as not to kill the motherfucker that you're doing a fucking suplex to. Because that shit can kill you if done right.
Or wrong.
Well,
depending on which way you look at it.
Right. But, yeah, it's one of those things where, yes, you learn that type of shit. So, yes, he had to have had something like a boxing or that under his
belt.
With
the way he was moving, boxing that seems
most
logical.
Yeah, that or he's a kid who watches way too many Jean-Claude Van Damme movies and shit like that. Just up, action hero star, let's do this. Because
even his slap was very much, he dodged and then threw back. And when he threw back, it was very much a 100% perfectly placed assault.
Mm-hmm.
Without interruption. And he knew he had it too, because he started in a punch and opened his hand when he got there.
Yep.
That is not something that you just do. It's practiced.
Did you just slap me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
Yep.
Isn't it?
So we get the teacher detention. Ernie. We got Ernie showing up.
We get fucking principal, whatever his name is, who clearly his first name has to be Ernie, whatever the principal's name is.
Because
it's Ernie's detention center.
And then Kim has to take off to the bathroom.
Because she gets a text message.
Yeah, she gets a text from her former friends, we find out.
Also, if you're wanting us to attack certain things, you might be noticing that we're avoiding certain jokes and just moving through. We have reviewed this once before.
Right.
Just like he said, it was 97.
Yep, episode 97.
Go back and check episode 97, because that's technically the first part of this review, is we've done this before. So that's the reason we're moving the way we are.
Right, including the fact of, Kimmy's friends basically stabbed her picture through the wall, and now Kimmy takes the scissors and literally stops like she's going to slit her wrist and goes, you know what, fuck this, and cuts her hair. So we're moving on.
And we got Billy talking to Jason outside the school. And now we get another weird joke of shoving stuff up your ass.
And that's just kids being dumb kids. Moving on.
Yeah.
Basically, Billy showing off, like, because the scene previous to this, where the bully walks up and snaps his fucking colored pencil, up until now was basically showing you how awkward Billy is, and that's because he's fucking autistic.
And Billy is the first one to actually reach out to these future members, so
right.
Well, and by future members, it's basically Jason, but that starts a whole series of events.
That starts the chain reaction, yes.
And he's like, you should come over, like, tonight, because I need a hand with something.
Right. Which, during the, hey, let's get all this shit taken care of, we have Zach hanging out on a train, spying on Trini, who's doing Tai Chi, which is supposed to be calming, while listening to death metal, which is usually not calming.
Some people find it calming.
All these kids except for Jason. All these kids except for Jason hang out.
Committing crimes.
Right.
In a sectioned off part of Angel Grove, which is off limits to the public.
Because it's a gold mine.
Because it is a dangerous, literally dangerous mine.
Yep.
Where they are blasting and removing rocks and drilling and probably running demolitions and all number of things.
And Kimmy's over there almost skimmy dippy.
And Kimmy, she walks the trails into the restricted areas to clear her mind, in which sometimes she takes a swim at night. This time she was being watched. Now, this is not actually a weird thing. This, to me, makes sense. When I was a kid, I used to get fed up, and sometimes rather than blowing up or causing a situation that was bigger than I cared to deal with, I would literally walk all the way up Harrison, across to the back roads, and all the way up into the deer fields, and just sit in the fields.
Right.
And I'd spend about a half an hour to an hour there, get myself under control, and walk back.
Right.
So this is not egregiously strange. She goes there. She gets into her underwear. Underwear is a swimsuit. It's the same fucking thing as a bikini.
Right.
Little different. Whatever. We're not going to go into the fucking thing.
Oh, no. The materials are different. Woo.
Yeah, but that's what was going on. She didn't have a swimsuit, so she got into her bikini and whatnot. And she brought a towel with her, which means this was planned.
Right.
She was going to go out there and go swimming. So then she jumped in the water. Tonight, unlike other nights, Jason assumed she was fucking drowning.
Right.
Also showcasing, Jason has a bit of a hero tendency. He puts himself into situations whether he belongs there or not. Not saying it's a bad thing, just saying the second he saw Billy in trouble, that's where he put himself.
He stepped up, dodged two punches, and slapped a motherfucker.
The second he saw Kimmy, at first he was like, oh, wow, she's getting naked. Then she jumped in the water, and he was like, oh, shit, that was awesome. Cool. Then she didn't come up, and he was like, oh shit. I need to go in there. That's not a bad trait for your leader character to have.
Nope.
And meanwhile, Billy's off fucking rigging up some dynamite.
Yep. He's about to blow some shit up.
Just like his daddy showed him.
And then, this is where we get our first view of Kimberly, that she's dealing with a situation where she, because she's a fucking teenager, and this is how teenagers will sometimes handle their problems, the world is bigger than it really is.
And she wants to run away.
And she wants to run away from it. And if she just runs away to some other place with no money and no education and no future, it'll all be better. Remember how sometimes I've made this comment? Kids is dumb.
Dumb as hell.
Definitely a kids is dumb moment.
Jason,
I mean, people
and Kimberly,
is dumb too, but kids is real dumb.
Jason and Kimberly discuss the concept of running away with each other. Not the embrace of love, running away with each other. Because they got big fucking problems. Whole goddamn world of big fucking problems. Let me explain how big your problems would be, girl. You run the fuck away with Jason, who is now a convict.
Yep.
Who has altered his fucking...
He didn't.
He did. It's his shit.
Yep.
Doesn't matter who did it. If they catch him, let's say he goes and takes that van and they actually went through with it. First, they stole a fucking van. Second, he's a fucking convict now. Third, he still has the fucking bracelet on.
Which probably dies because the battery died.
Which would eventually, they'd be like, this kid is not just sitting at home 24 hours a day. What the fuck is happening?
Exactly.
So now he's tampered with that material. Kimberly, they both have no school, no education, no degree, no future, no jobs.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
It's okay.
Breaking
parole. Because they have a van. So they're halfway to Chris Farley's little thing of living down by the river.
But their life
will
be so much better if they just run away from these problems.
Yep, in a van and
live
down by the river.
Can be, and mostly is,
dumb.
They don't know how the fucking world works yet.
An explosion!
Boom!
Billy almost kills everybody.
Well, not at first.
Technically, at first, he almost kills himself.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Again, plot armor, because the shockwave from standing that fucking far away from the wall.
Nope, it wasn't even the shockwave.
It's true.
He electrocuted himself and blasted him backwards.
It's true.
Which, that's not how electricity works.
No, exactly. It doesn't, because I got electrocuted a week ago, and that is not what happened to me.
Right.
Literally. I almost didn't go to work. I'd never had it happen in my entire life. It was one of these. It was downstairs, and I've pulled this fucking thing out of here a million fucking times. And for some reason, this one fucking time, I reached too low, I'm guessing, and when I pulled it out, my fingers tightened around the fucking thing, and I couldn't let go of the power strip. And it fucking seized my body, and then finally I got out, and I fucking fell back on my ass, and I sat there on the floor for a minute, being like, ow! Motherfucker! Yep.
Well,
and
that
it hurt. It hurt from my fucking toes to the tip of my head.
It's yeah, because like, you had the power of modern fucking science coursing like, through you, motherfucker.
I couldn't believe that it hit me that hard, because I've unplugged that thing a million times, and that one time, though...
It's not my fault you can't handle the dude, power of modern science, man.
I certainly could fucking not. I almost yeah. called in. I was like, oh my God, like my fucking hands hurt and shit.
And this is where we get everyone showing up, like Zach and Trini and Jason with Kim. And
who?
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 Oh, New Girl,
oh,
my mistake.
You mean Dee Dee?
Yeah, Dee Dee.
New Girl.
That's name, right? Dee Dee?
New Girl.
Yeah. Who was that? What?
Get out of my laboratory!
No, there's literally, they even make a joke in an extended scene Dee Dee. During the Rita thing when she's in Trini's bedroom. She goes, don't you want to be on my side, Dee Dee? Ha, laughable, isn't it? Like, they kept that shit running through the whole fucking movie.
I'm glad they cut that out. Same. That joke was ready to die when I first heard it.
And then the rest of the side of the mount thing collapses.
Oh, yeah.
With Trini on top.
She's standing up on top. Fucking, you guys shouldn't be here making boon. Oh, Jesus!
And falls, how the hell is she still alive?
Falls
all
into
of them
the
are alive.
Center of the collapse. Everyone she, else was kind
that
of
That was
away.
A literal gravel avalanche, and not a single one of them even so much got a scraped knee.
But she was on
which,
top of it.
Which, she was on
oh, yeah.
top of the gravel
she should
avalanche.
Be dead.
Buried. She should be buried.
Because that was about a 30-foot drop easy.
By the way, this is point number two for the theory I'm going to throw down here in a couple minutes. Keep going.
Congrats, you discovered a shiny mountainside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the yeah. entire side like of the mountain is glass.
It's like an obsidian glass.
Yep. It was yep. glassed, I'm guessing, because of the meteor strike
this
years
is probably
ago.
The Fortress of Solitude we saw earlier, probably.
Well,
no, because
no,
that's
no.
over at Krispy Kreme.
That was near where Zordon was. Oh.
Which yeah. also
and he,
tells
like, melted
you...
melted a hole through...
Yes, you see it? You see my narrative problems? You saw the crystal. You saw the fucking crystal. The crystal is not downtown, goddammit. It was right behind Zordon. It's right over there where the fucking gold
the
mine is.
Yeah, the coins was right next to Zordon.
Nope. It's over there now.
Yep.
It walked over there 65 million years
Bill,
ago.
65 million years of... of fucking rock growth and fucking plate shifting.
Bad conveyance. It's not over there, goddammit.
It is now, bitch. 65 million years.
We forgot to mention
rocks.
That the Zeo crystal also roams around the planet at will.
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
Within Angel Grove.
Within Angel Grove.
Yeah, because
we
they're trying
to be reasonable.
It's yeah, rooted here,
to,
damn it.
Exactly, because they're trying to set this in modern times where the meteor strike is still hitting down and making the Gulf of Mexico, which means then the Angel Grove somehow is magically all the fucking way up in goddamn Washington State now. So Washington State and Mexico are like 20 feet the fuck apart. No wonder Trump is freaking the fuck out. Because he saw Power Rangers and Mexico is Mexico is right the fuck there. Be worried.
He fucking saw Power
it's
Rangers.
Right there.
Okay.
It's not no California no more. It's right fucking there.
They find the coins in the side. They break them out. Oh, look, alarm. Run.
So once again, we give the steering wheel to Jason.
Yep.
And he...
Hey, he's doing a good job of not wrecking.
He in mid... Once again, because kids,
what about
is,
the girls? What
kids
about girls?
Is dumb.
Hey,
he's
what about
already,
the others? Bitch, we're driving.
He's already on probation. He's already on probation for breaking and entering, reckless endangerment, reckless driving, and avoiding arrest.
As well as property damage.
Property damage, and he led the cops on a high-speed chase.
Yep.
Now,
reckless
while on probation...
Reckless endangerment of an animal.
While on probation, he decided to lead the cops on a high-speed chase...
Well, it wasn't cops, it was security.
...flee a restricted area, Once again, property damage. Yep. Once again, reckless endangerment.
Yeah.
All while he's on fucking probation. Kids, he's going to jail.
And once again, if we go back to him and Kimmy running away, well, now we have him and Kimmy and Billy and Trini and Zach. Technically speaking, if the judge wants to be a dick, kidnapping.
Like,
okay, let's,
Jason is straight fucking his life up.
Okay, let's be real for a second. You know, kidnapping and everything aside. When they, if they
wouldn't it be teen napping?
If they wouldn't have wrecked the fucking van.
It's no such thing.
If they wouldn't have wrecked the van, and they'd have been like, okay, so how'd you get the giant dent in your on the roof of your van? I'm like, well, I didn't kidnap that guy.
No, that guy jumped onto the van.
That guy kidnapped himself.
He leaped onto the van.
Now, kidnapping...
Well, but technically speaking, there's the dent, but only when they're in the van. If they're out of the van, there's no dent.
Kidnapping only conveys
movie
that you were taken against your will. They got in willingly,
yeah.
But it's still reckless endangerment because it was a high-speed chase
now,
where they jumped into a moving automobile.
They whip around...
They think they're going to beat the train.
Kind of still fast, but kind of slow because it's enough for the two girls to run up next to the van and Jason be like, get in. Fucking floor
what
it.
About the, what about the other guy?
Go, go, go. Floor that bitch. We estimate is a key word here because we don't know how fast he's fucking going, but they're hauling ball. So at least
they're trying to beat the train. They're trying to beat the train. They can't be going 20.
So they're right. At least going 60, probably more accurately 80, 85. Fucking Zach's like, oh, look at that fucking van.
Let me...
Bow! What the fuck was that? Hey,
Zach just assumed that was normal everyday shit because he didn't realize that he was augmented then.
Right.
That's just everyday shit for Zach, is to run after 65-mile-an-hour moving automobiles, leap
and
from the fucking sidewalk.
No.
Or the fucking,
like, and again that's minimum. My piece of shit rust bucket falling the fuck apart truck, Scott insert picture here, if I get it on the highway and I open the motherfucker up, max speed is 115. Know how I know? I've done it before.
But Zach, you know, he's a good runner.
Yeah, he's a good runner.
That's also
just
a truck.
It's just an afternoon.
It's not a van.
It's just everyday shit. It's just everyday shit.
It was just a light workout.
It's true, but that's
until
what I'm saying.
Until they all get hit by the train.
Yeah, the train hits them.
And then Zach's
cloud
strife impression was for naught.
Right. Now we hit part three. And part three,
by the way.
Now I have to throw down the theory. At some point during one of these three fucking events... Jason is dead. Jason has died. Whether it was when he first flipped the truck, whether it was during landslide, or guaranteedly now by train, Jason died. All of this is taking place not on Earth. Jason is fucking dead. If it's at the train, everybody else is dead with Jason. Which is the reason why, while he's dead and the lights are turning out in his brain from... Pancake from train, he is now remembering these other people. Hence why we're going to get to it here in a minute. Zordon wakes up. Blah, 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 blah. English. What the fuck are these? They're teenagers. Billy, yes, you're right. You're smart. Kimberly, stop fucking running away. Trini, stop following Kimberly. Jason, you're the leader. How do you know my name? Because it's always you, Jason. Motherfucker, you have been asleep for 65 fucking million years. We woke you up 2 minutes ago. Not a joke. 2 minutes
ago. We're
not
there yet.
What?
Not there yet.
So my theory is all the plot holes are plot holes because they fucking died.
He's playing a Final Fantasy VIII theory here.
Yes, they died.
He's playing Icicle Hit the Chest,
we're already hitting fucking Final Fantasy VIII later. Fuck that.
They died. The rest
gotta,
of this is a fucking
dream. I gotta make fun
dream.
Of one of my favorite games.
So
not
now,
the favorite.
Now
but
we
one.
Get Mummy Rita that gets fished out from the River Ocean Lake.
Okay, Shane, I said I was going to bring this up for you. Shane, where did they put her?
Down with the fish.
Down with the fish.
In a bag.
Okay. Shane, how did they catch her?
A net.
Cool. With?
A crane.
Are you sure it was named a net?
No, what was...
Why can't
what'd they
it
catch
be,
her with?
Why can't it be a
what was
bridget?
She with? Bunch of fish. Okay. Where'd they put those fish?
Down in the cellar.
Did they?
Put them in.
Now, what is this
tank?
Boat?
It's a fishing boat. It's an old fishing boat.
It's an old fishing boat. Shane?
It smells bad.
They sold those fish.
No harm, no foul.
To you.
No harm, no foul.
You ate some fished out of the river with a mummy fish.
I ate that fish, and I was like, I cut it
with
up.
With tartar sauce and
I
lemon.
I ate it, I was like, tastes 65 million years old.
Still fresh.
This fish tastes a little earthy.
I'm just saying, dude.
Hey, maybe
you
know what?
Tartar sauce.
I'm glad you went after Shane with that one, because had you done that to me, I'd be like, bitch, those weren't salmon. I don't eat fish other than like salmon, shrimp, which technically isn't a fish, but it's seafood.
Right.
Dude, I got
or
such
tilapia,
a kick out of that.
Which is a man-made fish.
Right.
And then to store her... They just put her with the fish they're going to sell.
No, they put her in a bag.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They wrapped her up in garbage.
They put her in a Ziploc
with the fish they were going to sell. I'm just saying, maybe.
They took a hefty bag, they put her in it, and then they tied it up, and then they put her on the fish.
I'm just saying.
And she started to grow.
Oh, look, they did that because they didn't want it to rot more.
I'm just saying it's probably good he's not being investigated. Because I think they would shut his operation down.
I'm pretty sure that cop died.
You don't understand. Like, if McDonald's fucking wrapped
Grove,
a bunch
cares.
Of meat, wrapped a bunch of meat around a mummy and then sold it, I'm pretty sure the food regulations would...
Taste like mummification.
I'm just saying it's a good thing he's not under investigation right now by any health departments, because I think he would fail.
Yeah, but McDonald's would just release it as fucking jerky nuggets. That's all it would be. Come get your new chicken jerky McNuggets.
Tastes like Space Witch.
Right.
So we get everyone waking up from the car van crash.
Right, where Jason now has his knee brace removed.
He's like...
Because he had a knee brace after the accident.
The knee brace... I just pulled a bill. The knee brace was torn the fuck off.
It's true.
Wasn't taken off. That motherfucker was torn up.
And he's got his coin following him.
None of them remember going home.
Yeah.
None of them remember bringing this coin, which is now acting like some sort of crack cocaine addiction. Like, they can't walk away from it. The first thing every single one of them does is wake up and grab the coin.
Yep.
Before anything else, they have the fucking coin in their hand.
And then when they do set it down, all of a sudden the coin is magically right the fuck there.
Yeah, they're like, they're just like hauling this fucking thing around. Every single one of them took it to school with them in their pocket.
Yep.
Like, I get that you found a thing. But has anybody considered that maybe the thing is acting on you in a strange way because you can't let it go?
Oh, you mean like how if you die and you go to heaven, they give you a halo? Which is something that follows you around and kind of
keeps
you? Are
we really
going
to keep going back to this?
This is his theory, and he's really going to force it, okay?
Yes.
This is his theory. I'm just these things are like a drug addiction. I guess if I was all of a sudden Spider-Man level strength, maybe I'd want to carry the rock with me too. But
I feel stronger when I'm with this magical rock.
When I
you
woke
come
up
with me.
When I woke up,
motherfuckers don't even know how cool I am.
Yeah, when I woke up, somehow I magically lost 200 pounds and have a fucking 32-pack abs. I'm keeping this rock with me.
Damn right.
Fuck you.
Look, I got this rock and suddenly my leg's all better.
Yeah.
Nope, this fucker's coming with me.
Yeah.
He wakes up. Maybe he was always ripped as shit, but I got a feeling that's something about the rock, too.
Right.
Because
he even looks at it and he's like,
Dwayne is in pretty damn good shape for a guy who's in his 50s, right?
He does kind of take a look in the mirror as if he's surprised by it.
He's like, wait, what the fuck?
I would be, too. I'd be like, I went to bed.
Bed with, like, a six pack. I got like an extra six pack and a half on this bitch now.
I have 17.5 pecs.
You can't order that.
Right.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
Man.
Can't do it.
Don't worry. They'll fuck up the order. You can order it. They'll charge you for it, but they're going to fuck up
the
order.
No, they'll charge you for 18.
No.
And these things, give you 18. These rocks are dangerous, too, because when they get around each other, they cause real serious problems.
Like burning.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking just set three of them down on the cafeteria tray line.
And it's boiling, and they're like, man, this is boiling.
Well, first it levitates, then they push it down, and then it starts boiling the counter.
There's
like, let me levitate.
There's a super intelligent kid that's with them that should know something isn't right about the rock and us and the fact that we came home without the van, and nobody remembers going home.
No,
literally nobody.
Instead, he's milking in the fact that people like him because the bully tried to headbutt him and tried to break his wrist, and everyone's liking him.
Yeah, that kid
has got issues.
Probably needs to go to a juvenile detention center. He has some real motherfucking problems, like some psycho
fucking
problems.
I'm going to quietly break your
fucking wrist. Yeah, he just walked up casually, grabbed Billy's arm, and it was like, oh, your fucking bodyguard's not here. I'm going to quietly break your arm.
You little bitch.
I'm like, holy shit.
And he was like, hurt.
And it wasn't just a threat. He tried to do it.
Yeah.
Which means that if yesterday hadn't happened, Billy would have came to school today and then went to the fucking hospital.
With a broken wrist.
And we thought the bully in the It movie was bad.
Like, this kid has some serious fucking problems. And had they done another film where they tried to, like, flesh that character out, I don't want to know shit about that kid. I want him to go to a fucking detention center. Something's wrong with him. He needs fucking psychiatric attention now.
Actually, he probably needs it yesterday.
Like, this isn't a bully situation. It's not like he's a bully kid.
No, this kid's
a fucking sociopath.
Yep.
It wasn't, like, it's one of those things they put in the movie, like, oh yeah, let's make the bully a little more super, you know, like a little more severe bully. You didn't create that. You created, like, that fucking kid from the butterfly effect.
You created fucking Junior Moriarty. Without the intelligence.
Yeah.
You created dumb kid Moriarty.
Like, that kid is dangerous.
You created a bully with brain damage.
You created Sherlock Holmes without intelligence.
Because he literally headbutted a guy that didn't budge an inch. So it was like, oh, look at that steel plate.
Yeah. Yeah, he headbutted at full force a kid thinking he was going to knock him out. But it's like full force headbutt to literally steel girder.
Also,
that kid is concussed.
An untrained,
an untrained
person does not assume that their face is the most practical weapon in any fucking situation.
That's a last resort.
Scott, you and me are going to have a fight, and you're going to use your fists, and I'm going to use my
face.
No,
that's Shane. He's not joking.
I know.
Remember when I got fired from the gas station because that dude came in and started throwing down? He literally, I went over and I had to pin the motherfucker in the door of his car because I was afraid he was going to run me over, and I tried to swing at him with the headbutt and fucking missed because I have to hold his fucking car door in place to keep him from getting in and running my fat ass the fuck over. It's a last ditch effort.
That was just
I'm not
really going to
fucking Benoit and fucking strap your arms up and headbutt, so that way then I get concussed enough to slaughter my family.
Did you learn your lesson?
Oh, wait, too real.
Did you learn your lesson? I have a headache.
Exactly.
I just thought that was really strange that this kid was like, I know what I'm going to do. I can't break his wrist. I'm going to hit him with my face.
I got a thick skull.
Like, you really need psychiatric help. There's something wrong with you.
Now, don't get me wrong. If he would have done that, and then in the next movie they started jokingly calling him Skull, because he fractured his skull off Billy's head.
That would have been
probably
they
would have done.
But
that would have been clever, and I still would want him to get psychiatric treatment.
True.
Something is wrong with him.
Actually, cracking his skull open probably would have fixed something.
Something is very fucking wrong with that kid.
Because the next time you see him, he's running away from fucking gunfire and jumping in the back
it's
of a
true.
Car.
And you know what? I'm sorry, but when a sociopath gets shot by crossfire, I don't think I care that much.
Did you also notice? I mean, I know this is...
That's later in the movie, though.
But...
We'll get there.
Oh, the car he dives into? Yeah, we'll get there.
Yep. Get there.
So,
that kid is dangerous.
So they decide to go back to the gold
mine.
Back
to the scene of the crime.
And they drive by the damaged van. It's like, just keep driving. Just keep driving. Don't look at it.
Your mom won't even notice. Don't even worry about it.
Yep.
Whose vehicle are they driving?
Kimmy's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're in Kimmy's car.
Okay.
Because in a deleted scene, which is not necessary for the movie, but it's not canon, but in a deleted scene, when Jason walks outside to go and see the car that Billy had promised, there's a fucking Camaro in the driveway, and he's like, oh, sweet. And Billy goes, yeah, we got that van. And he's like, fucking what? So then later on in another deleted scene, which we're at now, Billy starts freaking out as they're hiking up towards the scene of the explosion. So what the fuck am I going to tell my mom about the car? And Jason goes, isn't it weird that somebody stole the van? Well, but Jason, we took the van. But no. Yes, I know. I explained it to you guys, but not to the fans. So he goes, no. You say, isn't it weird somebody stole the fucking van? And Billy goes, oh. Because then later on, when his mom's going to work, she'll ask, and he'll repeat as loudly as that, isn't it weird that somebody just stole the van? And points at his head, and points at his mom's head, and she just goes, okay, baby, and walks away, because he's autistic. So they're able to get away with that.
That is so not the way to handle your autistic
child. Exactly. Yes.
But we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
So now we get a spider monkey chase up a mountain.
What's up?
There was spider monkey chase up the mountain. Kimmy's vehicle.
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, so yeah, so now we're at the mountain. You're right, we're at the mountain. Spider monkey. All the kids are getting back together. Zach is attempting to find more riches. Specifically, that is what he's there for.
Well,
he wants to be rich as shit.
We found these rocks in this wall.
Now maybe there's more.
Now I wake up and I'm really super. What's in this? Let's go find more.
Yeah, he's literally, that's what he's doing, because he even says, oh, you guys are alive too? So you woke up and jumped over your fucking house?
Yeah.
No, not at all. No. I mean, kind of, but no.
Oh, just me? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, the crazy chick was here an hour ago.
So he
knows. You mean that chick who I'm seeing walking by right now? Because plot reasons?
They all gotta be here.
Yeah, because they're all fucking dead and in a purgatory where they can't leave. You ever notice how these motherfuckers never leave Angel Grove until they're not Rangers? Meaning they're not dead?
Oh, I love it.
Just saying.
You are so...
Wait,
Nick is defeated.
Wait, you just revealed the true plot of the first Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. They're all dead from the earthquake.
Because they were all dumb enough to just stand.
Yeah,
yes.
They were the only...
They were the only motherfuckers. What's happening?
Dead.
Our souls are leaving our bodies.
I need five teenagers with attitude that no one will miss.
And when they leave,
because they're dead.
Yeah. Alpha's like, should we tell them that they're dead?
No.
Yeah, which is the reason why that's the reason why they try to leave the command center and they end up in a desert. All they were missing were a fucking sandworm.
That actually explains the biggest fucking plot hole in all of Rangers. The parents are never around because they don't have kids anymore.
Yep.
They're all dead.
They are dead.
But accurate.
D-E-D dead.
So the chase is on.
I need alcohol. I haven't really drank in a long time.
So the chase is on, followed by, hey, wait, stop, don't jump, and then leap across.
Bitch,
I'm
gonna do
cavern.
What I want.
Yeah.
And Jason spin up blood after jumping.
Because he landed on his face.
Yes.
Okay, problem. Big fucking problem.
Oh, wait.
You wanted to bring up
how shitty Zach is, too.
Yes.
So, Bill, bring up why Zach's such a piece of shit.
I didn't notice it originally, but Zach is a terrible, self-serving piece of shit.
Yep.
Step one, he immediately, after the fucking collapse, that... Yes, Jason says it. Billy found those. They technically all belong to Billy. Zach wasn't about that. And he wasn't about listening to anybody. Because whatever's behind that glass might make him rich. Maybe even famous. Second problem. Zach, what's going on with Zach? What's the problem that is facing Zach's life
Zach's
right now?
Zach's mom is dying.
Zach's mom is dying. Who does Zach have?
His mom.
His mom.
Only his mom.
Who does Zach's mom have?
Him. Zach.
Only him.
Oh, wait. About that.
So, knowing this information, some crazy bitch jumps across the fucking ravine. You don't know the level of your, quote, augmentation. And you immediately say, oh, that bitch is crazy, but I am too.
If you
and
can
you
do
decide...
It,
and I just jumped over a house earlier.
And you decide, fuck it. I'm doing this. You're a shitty person. You don't fucking know what you are. I get it. It's a big... fucking exciting, supposed to be funny scene. It says something about him that he's more than willing to be like, fuck it, I die. Fuck it. And just jumps. He has no idea if he can make that jump. He has no idea if the fall would kill him. He has no idea the extent of his augmentation or whether or not this augmentation could be killing him right now. And his mom is the only thing he has. And quite literally... she's only got him, which means if that dumb motherfucker jumps off the ravine and dies of face-first collision, he also killed his mom. That is a horrible, shitty...
whatever illness that she has, the loss of your son is just going to...
this entire fucking movie...
oh, it'd probably kill her instantly.
I didn't realize it the first time I watched it. This entire fucking movie, Zach is incredibly... fucking self-centered and self-serving. He doesn't give a shit about anybody else except Zach. Not even his mom. Because you could say, well, he's back at home taking care of his mom, but the second he gets out of the house, I'm gonna jump off this ravine. Fuck her. That's exactly what he fucking said. Yep. And then he goes down to the command center, and the command center tells him, I want you to fight an intergalactic war against a space witch that will more than likely guaranteely fucking kill you and leave you by yourself without your mom or anybody. I'm up for it. Superhero shit, we could be famous. He does this through the entire fucking movie. And then there's that part where Trini gets hit by the robot. And at first I said to myself, Zach runs at the robot. Then I watched that scene real close. I don't think that's what was happening. Zach was running that direction, but the door was there. I don't know if he was going for Trini. And due to the character development I've witnessed so far, I'm willing to believe that he was not running for Trini. That, hey, the only motherfucker I gotta outrun in the zombie apocalypse is you.
Is the slow fuck. Which is me.
She's got...
that's why I get in my car.
That robot's got her. I'm going for the door. That robot's got her. I'm going for the door. They're not friends. They're not friends.
And if I just happen to put a couple bullets in it.
They're not fucking friends. And every single one of them makes a conscious decision, except for Jason, at the end of, hey, I'm fucking Zordon, to leave. Fuck him.
Yep.
Fuck him and fuck all of you. I don't give a fuck about you. I'm fucking know you.
Plus, not to mention, there's the other problem, too, of everybody jumps, Billy jumps, he does his happy dance because he made it, and then he falls, and they'll go, oh, fuck, did we just kill that guy? Ah, shit.
Yeah, Zach just said,
oh, hey, guys, there's water
down
here.
Are you sure Zach said we and not you? Because I'm pretty sure Zach looked at Jason and said, oh, shit, did you just kill that guy?
I thought he said we. I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure he said you. Because Jason was the one egging Billy on.
Regardless, Billy just died. Let's put that in quotations because we understand he did
fell
not.
Fell in a ravine.
But you know what? He just fucking died. And what's the first thing Zach does? Ha ha ha! Funny joke!
Yep.
Fuck Zach!
Followed by, hey guys, there's water! Oh shit, there's water down there? Fuck this!
Dude.
Literally full-fledged skydive,
yeah,
arms
skydives
and legs and an X.
Fucking dive. Jason's like... bring her! Fucking does like this little hoppy thing.
Yeah, because he's smart. He's been cliff diving before. You want to make sure your legs stay together and you stay in a straight line. Bad shit will happen otherwise.
Dude, Zach is a piece of shit. Yep. I didn't realize it the first time I watched the movie. They try to play it off like a joke, and they give him these comedy lines, but they're at horrifically inappropriate times.
Mm-hmm.
And it also it flies in the face of his current dilemma with the situation and his mom, turning him into a real shitty person, because every fucking decision that he makes affects that woman.
Yep.
Every fucking decision he makes.
And
you know what?
Laid out
this
by
cuts back to Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Every decision that Spider-Man makes responsibly, because Spider-Man has a bad habit of getting in his own way. He's done it before. But responsibly, when Spider-Man is the character he is supposed to be, he tears down his own life because he realizes that the decisions he makes today are not for himself, they're for the responsibility and the caring of the people around him. And as long as Spider-Man exists to make people's lives better, his life will get worse. He knows this. It is a curse.
Yep.
But it is the responsibility he's been handed. Zach has been handed a responsibility. The woman that gave you life needs some of yours now.
Yep.
Fuck her. I'm diving. Woo!
And even if we go with the continuity that we have figured out throughout Sentai and Power Rangers, what's the Black Ranger? He's the strong dude who's bullheaded and just does whatever the fuck he wants whenever the fuck he wants. Not at this level. He's still fairly responsible, but he's usually the wild card. He's the first to charge in. He's the first one to act like a buffoon.
Yeah, he's usually
and
the strong.
Do shit.
Yeah.
But he's there to kind of go in and go, boom! That guy's a little tough, we might need more than me, and then fall over.
If we were to break Rangers down into a D&D scenario, Black Ranger's supposed to be your tank.
Yeah, he's your orc barbarian.
He's your strength that goes in first and takes the damage.
He's the big dumb idiot.
Your DPS, your DPS is the Red Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Your strategic guy, your mage and or ideal, is usually
the blue.
The pink usually breaks down to be, yes, archer. I was going to say
ranger
yes.
would be more along
yes.
the
yes, line. Yes,
because there's no actual archer class. But
so that's
right.
the only ranger
rogue,
that is a ranger.
Which doesn't classify for this, or your ranger.
And then if we break down yellow seems to be the, quote, rogue and or status person.
Right.
She usually tends to boost the team's morale and keep everybody
She's
on focus.
She's the rogue bard.
Yeah, yeah, she's a rogue bard.
Bardic rogue.
Right. Whereas the pink, I would say, is either more druid or ranger.
No, ranger. Definitely ranger.
But regardless,
sometimes they do get that Disney princess feel to them where,
I guess
sing
that's true.
And animals
so
are controlled.
So there's the druidic ranger.
But right. I just wanted to point out that I never realized that Zach is a piece of shit.
Druid and
no, they just keep alternating.
Because, yeah. No, I can't compare Zach to you, Scott.
I'm not comparing all of them. I'm just comparing that one
part.
Right,
one
part. The situation,
but it just,
yes.
I never noticed it. The first time I watched this movie, I was like, oh, fuck, Zach's got it rough.
Yeah.
And then the second time I watched it, I just watched it with my daughter, and we just had a good time. This time I was supposed to be analyzing.
Because scrutiny must be had, damn
it. And
it
never hit me that Zach makes some really profoundly shitty decisions that really spell out his personality and character in a negative way.
And this movie is forever ruined for Bill now when it comes to Zach.
I'll have a lot of trouble with Zach every time I watch the movie now. Because even if you tell me, well, maybe he acts that way because, you know, his mom, doesn't matter. The decisions that he's making are affecting himself and her life as well.
Yep.
I wouldn't worry too much. He'll make up for it.
All right, so let's
so
take a look.
So they go inside the mountain vagina into the water.
the Titanic vagina rock.
The scuba bubbles that they have when they're supposed to be falling through the water, like how the water's kind of inverted and held in place. All they did is they turned the fucking camera upside down in the pool. But
we know.
Because there's somebody with a scuba tank, those bubbles actually add to the effect, in my opinion, where it actually makes it look really sweet. But either way, so then we move on. Alpha Rec
Man,
Shop.
I'll tell you, augmentation lets you hold your breath for a minute.
Yeah, that's neat
right?
that you can hold
that's
your breath for so long.
That's pretty fucking sweet.
And then they walk into the X-Men's Cerebro.
Augmentation, but yes.
Still a better love story than 8.
Eight's
oh,
still
yes.
a better love story
oh, yes.
in Twilight.
Then we get to another another big part of my theory. So on top of Zordon already knowing everybody's names, children, quiet! And he makes everybody levitate and instantly transports them to a dream world where there's fucking nobody around but them, which this is not simulation, this is in their mind. So Bill will bring it up again. It's going to cause PTSD, so wait for Bill to go over PTSD. But Zordon basically implants memories in their head of, this is what's going to happen if you don't stop this crazy psycho bitch. Motherfuckers be dead, yo!
Yeah, we live in a world which doesn't actually have virtual reality. We like to talk that it's here. It's not. It's not here yet.
Not
and he
the
took them and dropped
this.
Them into a world that they could see, touch,
and feel.
And feel. And they lived in it for a minute. And they actually put their arms through their relatives, the ashes of their relatives. I mean, really drop
family,
yourself
friends,
in that situation.
Family, friends, that asshole neighbor that nobody likes.
That's yep. your fucking, that's your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your cousin, everybody that you fucking known from school. And you were literally chased by a crazed bitch that was hurting you. You could see pain in their faces, mm-hmm. and as they backed up, they accidentally put their arms and watched the fucking bodies of their loved ones crumble to dust like fucking something out of goddamn God of War. They right. were literally wearing the ashes of their mommies and daddies.
I would say either that or one of the Gears of War games.
Right.
And then...
But all this is followed by then they snap to reality as they slam into the deck of the
you
ship.
You know what? Yeah. That still happened for them. Zordon was just like, hey, you want to fight my war? Not really. Oh, PTSD, motherfuckers! Feel the burn! And then dropped him on the ground and was like, hey, you want to fight my war?
Fuck yeah!
Because now all of a sudden they're sitting around and Billy especially is visibly shaken. Zach, who was sitting around telling jokes, is looking around like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
The fuck was
they're
that?
They're literally suffering the after effects and they will for the rest of their motherfucking life now.
You ever seen Evangelion?
Yep.
Guess what?
Actually, no, I haven't.
Good.
It's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty good if you watch the fucking DVDs. They changed certain words on the Netflix release, and those words were important, because in the Japanese language, you don't just say the goddamn word love unless it has meaning.
I haven't watched it yet, because there's actually been so many physical releases and stuff, it's like, where the fuck would I begin?
There's only one. There's only one actual series, and then there's a set of three movies. You can either do the movies or the series. I personally feel the series is better, but the movies are an interesting departure.
Right.
Three movies, one series. That's all there is.
It's basically it's
there's
the,
just
the
a
exact
lot of different.
Thing.
There's just different versions of the box set. There's a silver box set, which is a lot of money for no fucking reason whatsoever. And then there's like the anime legends and things like that you can get. It's only one series.
Let me sum this up easier. Did you like buying the orange box collection of Dragon Ball?
No.
Okay. Did you like getting all of Kai?
Not really.
Did you like getting the next release of Dragon Ball Z?
Oh, you mean the special anniversary that they're coming out with? I'm not going to get it.
What about the other anniversary edition of Dragon Ball Z?
I thought you bought the orange boxes.
I bought some of them, not all of them.
Oh, okay. See, that my
yeah,
first,
that's
my first
what
collection was
that.
The orange box. I bought all the orange box, then I sold it to start getting the Blu-rays, of which I think I got four, and I haven't gone any further.
I have. All
I mean
nine.
To.
I have. All
I just
nine.
Haven't.
I even went through it all again.
I'm missing five and six. That's all.
Yeah. See, I think I need to get from four up.
Nick was trying to say something.
I'm just waiting. It's fine.
Oh.
Talk about DBZ. It's fine. See, because
we're talking
is,
about something good.
This
is,
movie's not bad.
Right.
This movie
we're just,
is really
we're
good.
We're just shitting on it because it's our job.
Exactly.
You, Jason
I'm
Scott, is their leader.
I'm a shit on.
Sorry, this is not the Jason Scott
theory.
You think.
Fair enough. I allow you to. It's a theory. It's
I
not
know.
Anything
and
set
I'm a
in
shit
stone.
On it. Because what are the two things we know about Zordon?
He's an asshole.
He's a dick.
He's trapped in a wall. He only
that
has a robot
things.
Friend.
He's bald.
He that's was naked
things.
When he
he's
unmorphed.
He's blue. Five things.
His wife was naked when she unmorphed.
Out of like
or his girlfriend.
Out of our normalcy, though, for
the chick he was
our
bowling.
History of Power Rangers, what do we know about Zordon? Like present day Zordon.
He's interdimensional.
Hey.
But that's also a lie because he lays in the tube in a nightgown.
Yes.
Maybe but he's also interdimensional.
Like, as a kid, I liked that movie. Now, as I'm older,
he may have been the Green Ranger.
Yeah, he may have.
So, but in this, he definitely was the Red.
Yeah.
He's still bald.
He is bald.
He's bald.
We know a lot of things about him, to be fair.
He's got a big chin.
One thing is, he's interdimensional.
He's also got the back of his neck, but he doesn't have a back.
Right.
And in truth, he technically is interdimensional in a sense.
He's also blue. No matter
What do we know about Zordon in this universe at the present day?
He's
what
a fucking
is his
asshole.
State?
He's an asshole that inflicts PSTD on children to get them to fight his war.
PSTD?
Yep, PSTD.
Pretty shitty telling disorder. There you go.
Pretty shitty telekinetic display.
Yep. Yeah, that's true, too. All right. So he's trapped in a wall is what Shane said. What is that wall, Shane? What does Alpha call it?
He put his consciousness
into he put his essence.
Essence
he sucked his soul out of his dead body before it could go to whatever afterlife.
Body. Yep.
Naked, dead, blue, bald
naked,
body.
Dead, blue, bald
naked,
body.
Dead, blue body that got barbecued, so it's more like a naked, charred blue body. He took that fucking essence of Zordon.
Put it in the computer.
And shoved it in the fucking computer.
Yep.
That's where Zordon lives now. He's the ghost in the machine.
Well, underneath of
now,
Power Rangers continuity, this can happen because they digitized Rangers and turned them into playing cards that you could put in a computer.
So anyways, he's in a computer.
Yep.
Yes.
Of a giant spaceship.
Yes.
Yep.
That's now underneath of Angel Grove.
Yes.
Yes, with a viewing globe that sits in the center that's a bunch of different dots.
He's asleep.
Yes.
Yes.
Alpha, we don't 100% know. He could be roaming around. He could be taking a nap until they show up. They don't really say.
I'm guessing if Alpha knows about teenagers, he might have been out of the ship.
I'm assuming one of two things.
I'm going to assume that during 65 million years, there's some form of preventative maintenance that would have to be taking place on the ship. Alpha was awake.
Right.
Has to be. Because
Alpha says he's been alone for so long.
He's been alone just
that's
doing
true.
Routine
all right, so yeah, his ass been awake for 65 million years. He's got a viewing
He's got very
globe.
Good batteries.
Yes.
So one of two things happened. Either
and it's
from
not
time
a butt
to time,
battery.
He was watching everything around him passively, or maybe the ship was doing it. Because Alpha was able to go... Zordon, or speaking in the fucking Eldarese or whatever the fuck it is.
Yep.
Zordon speak.
Eldarinian.
He was speaking to him while he was popping his face out the wall going, what the fuck, where the hell am I? Oh, you're in the ship's matrix. Oh, these things speak
a primitive
language called English. Check the matrix that you're stuck in. You'll find it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which means he knows.
Yes.
He's been watching.
I also believe that Zordon...
He hasn't been watching. He's now a part of the machine, so that information is instantly
Alpha.
Granted to him.
Alpha
oh.
has
oh,
been.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Right.
So Alpha learned...
Which
English.
All that information is floating about...
Yeah.
...inside the ship.
Yes.
They've been scanning from the area.
Yes, which he can now basically gain all that knowledge at will at any point in time. And they have been running around in the ship screaming each other's name.
Not even that. Yearbooks nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Those digital?
To my knowledge...
Pretty sure they do have
I believe they are
now. Knowledge. They put them on to the computer, but I want to say they still actually print them out physically.
Hey,
yeah, can you buy a digital copy of a yearbook? Because I don't think I had that option even with... Even with Gabby, I don't think that was an option. I think she had to buy a physical book.
It's possible.
I mean,
but
the closest thing to that is they can put up,
hey Seth,
like the graduating class photos and shit like that, like the yearbook photo of the graduating class, but for like colleges and that on like the college
somewhere
website.
On protected internet files. There's report cards and shit that get sent out digitally though.
Yeah.
So
right.
Your
hey,
names
Seth.
And shit are there somewhere.
Get a newspaper online, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's possible.
Yes. Yes, you can. Because they're moving exclusively there.
Oh, it's pretty interesting, especially when...
Yeah,
know,
yeah, which is funny
the
because...
The star
because,
football player.
Yeah, the star football player, Jason Scott, where he knows his name. But he says Billy Cranston,
yeah.
Which
oh,
Billy
hey.
Does introduce himself.
Hey, hold on.
And Greeny.
No, hold on. Oh, Billy Cranston. Oh, wait, now what happened 7 years ago? Oh, wait, Billy's dad died. I'm assuming in a mining incident because his dad worked in the mines.
Yeah. I'm well.
Which
was he working there and taking Billy, or was he sneaking onto the property?
He was working there.
All right.
Because
okay.
everything
that's why they have all the mining
that
equipment
showed up down in that basement
was his dad
pointed towards him being a miner.
Okay.
Because
right.
he
right.
even said, "Oh yeah, my dad would bring some of this stuff home."
All right. Go ahead.
Kimberly was on the cheerleading squad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure they'd take pictures of them, too.
From time to time.
Yeah, from time to time. Zach, he didn't really say his name. Or Trini. Didn't mention those two. Didn't really mention Kimberly, either. He mentioned two people. Just two. It was Billy,
mm-hmm.
who would have been in a newspaper
mm-hmm.
because of his dad dying.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason. Star mm-hmm. football player.
Who, if you buy into the propaganda of a newspaper, is now a convict.
Yep.
Yep.
Which means that Zordon would not pick him.
Yeah, Zordon wouldn't pick him. Zordon would say, "Oh, I'm sorry. Based off this newspaper, your ass is fucking running around destroying property and killing people. You're a criminal. You can't
nobody.
Be a Power Ranger because
he
you're,
does put
you're
people's
a criminal.
Lives in danger.
And Zordon was better.
I never said Zordon was better. I've never defended Zordon.
Yeah.
Pretty sure
putting people's lives in danger is kind of a requirement for a leader.
The way this Zordon is, I don't think he likes cheese sandwiches either.
I'm going to assume that they probably eat fucking Velveeta sandwiches, which is not nearly as tasty.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't really eat anything right now.
Well, true, I think
because he's stuck
in
a wall.
But if they did need to go and find the power and talk to some bitch who lives from Ocean Shore to Stonehenge... Bill's right. They wouldn't get cheese sandwiches. They would
Velveeta.
Get peanut butter and jelly this time.
No, they get peanut butter and banana because fuck them.
So everyone leaves the ship.
Nope. Zordon springs for fucking crackers and government cheese.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's what you take with you.
It's true.
Everyone leaves the ship. We have some teen parent interactions. And we see Rita beat up a homeless man, take his gold teeth.
Beautiful.
Well, she did.
Well, that was after she killed a cop.
That is just the way he said it. And Rita...
Rita just fucking beat up this homeless guy for a gold tooth.
She beat some homeless guy up, took his teeth.
Took his teeth. Fuck him.
Fuck him. He didn't have a name.
He was listening to a damn good song, but yeah, fuck him.
He literally doesn't have a name, so
yeah,
we really can just move on.
Old homeless guy.
So then they go back to the ship. Jason said like 4 p.m. the next day he's going to be there. They can come along if they want to. Otherwise, I'm out.
Yeah, how the hell do we get out of here? Jason's like, fucking Superman.
That was the only reason he even got to talk to them, because they were all ready to just leave.
And they were like, how the fuck do we get out of here? Jason's like, bloop. And Billy's like, oh.
Why didn't we think of that?
Sometimes being smart is hard.
You miss the obvious sometimes.
Yep.
Sometimes being really smart makes you really dumb.
So they come back and try to morph. Oh, it's not working. Take them to the pit.
It's like the basement, but with rocks.
And we
get a scorpion.
I don't like the pit.
And we get a scorpion like a nod.
Yeah, there's like a scorpion, some rocks.
Scorpion a nod. I like that.
Yeah.
Because there was a scorpion.
On a rock.
And there's a Goldar, and they're married, and that does not work because he's golden liquid man, and we can't fuck that.
And it doesn't matter because now we're in training montage because you motherfuckers have 11 days to train before Rita kills everybody.
And you have to fight these putty pebble rock people.
That's what they are.
The golems.
They were in the Sentai. Yeah. They were golems.
Yes. In ours, they were putties.
Right,
and it's because
what is
he made them out of clay.
But what is a putty? Because a putty is a
clay.
Right, which is then superheated.
Ours was like bits of rock and rubble, just brought together.
Right, but
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but we didn't have Finster.
Yeah, there was no Finster.
Finster made them out of clay.
I'm saying that this is the only part that I feel actually works. Because even in the original Sentai, they actually did grow out of the ground.
Yeah.
Putty.
Now,
putty.
They did. The very first ones you ever see, they literally just grow out of the ground and form into putties and fight the Rangers while the Rangers aren't even in suit. Happens in, like, literally episode one. Because they are golems. They're from the Earth. And then the only thing that we did was, for some reason, they decided to go with the Sentai version instead of some weird dog man makes animal things out of clay.
Yeah.
This time, we just went with what the Sentai did, and we were like, fuck them, they grow from the Earth. So they would look like that.
So they would look like actual rocks and not just clay.
Yeah, yes. Because then we don't have to spend extra money on, here's a dog man, here's a furnace.
If you look back at Rangers, the putties, right. We get away with it because it's our first series and there's a lot of nostalgia tied to it. The putties are possibly one of the worst pawns ever created in Rangers history.
Yeah.
They're awful.
Especially after Zed takes over.
They're referred to as golems. They're referred to as golems. They look nothing like a fucking golem. Not at least what I would imagine a golem looks like.
Yeah.
In our series, we make them out of clay and they're fucking dispensable as shit. They're complete. They are awful. Their costumes are dumb. Fucking just gray spandex with sometimes they have a rock hand.
Although from what I think a few images have been leaked that with our Jason coming back.
I saw that.
There's going to be some putties.
Yep. Our putties were awful. Like, you could defend them and love them for what they are, but they were bad.
Yeah.
I can't defend them because, again, Zed takes over. They have no weakness. They are indestructible. Oh, God, let me kick this Z. Oh, hey, everybody, hit the Z. They automatically explode.
See, I'd be the asshole that had, like...
But that's not true.
A paintball gun.
Because there
it would just stand
at
a distance and be like,
well,
shoot
they
the
kick
Z,
them and hit
the
him
Z.
In the Z, and they just knock, they just fall down.
Yeah, you have to shatter that inboard.
You have to hit it hard.
Right.
So if you just like,
because sometimes they hit him numerous times in the Z.
And nothing happens.
Right.
And then there's other times where there's like, bap!
Maybe a bad batch or something.
Yeah. Slight kick. I hit this one and they all exploded. So
I hit
awesome.
This one into all seven of those that were standing conveniently in a row. Done.
So training montage.
I got 7-10 split, yeah.
We get one of the golems get a nut shot.
Yeah, it got kicked in the dick.
And it even reacted to it.
I saw that.
Followed
I was
by...
like,
You don't have...
Which, by the way, if the rock golem realizes that it has a dick and it can get hurt by the dick...
Why
that
doesn't it just
up,
get rid of the dick?
It also brings up very scary hentai-level questions like, can the Rockmen use their dick? Let's move on.
Yes, let us move on to training montage while they're...
practicing Germans.
Yeah, they're practicing German suplexes and not landing the bridge, goddammit. You gotta nail the bridge
they're
and
newbies.
Hold it. And then the girls fighting in the diner over dessert.
Yep.
Which was
Play
originally
fighting.
It was originally supposed to be the cameo. For JDF and Amy Jo Johnson, because literally they're just kind of sitting there because the girls look around and the two of them kind of look over like, what the fuck are you guys standing up smacking a fork for? And then go back to fucking eating their dinner or whatever.
One tiny piece of pie.
And and Bill Hayard, I mean Alpha. Shows them their possible Zords that they can use.
He's like, these motherfucking things, but you gotta morph first. And so
otherwise,
what's this motherfucker
he tells
do?
Them, otherwise, we don't really know. He says, you have to be morphed because you have to be able to sync with them. You can't do that. You're not ready. It's no telling what would happen if you got in them, basically. So
let's back to the pit.
Guess who goes right the fuck for it?
Zach.
Because I'm crazy. Ha-ha! They took my stabbing knife.
So he got in there, rides his fucking Zord, breaks two gigantic Zord-level holes.
In the mountain
where you can just walk into the fucking
almost,
command center now.
Almost
flattens a van full of nuns.
Yeah.
And then almost kills all of the fucking Rangers when he comes back. And you know what? Jason was right.
Fuck you.
Jason was right.
Jason just throws down.
Because Zach
is a piece of shit.
When you make decisions like that, and you have a team, your decisions affect the team. And if you are a danger to the team, you could literally endanger everything that we're doing.
So
we don't have a lot of time.
Shane, do you know what happens? Do you know what happens when you almost endanger the entire team? Do you know? Do you know what happens when you almost endanger the entire team?
Do you make the list?
You get punched in the face and it teaches Billy how to morph.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then you make the list.
But and not then, that list.
And then
once
Billy unmorphs, it's like, okay, we're done. Zordon says, we're done. Everyone go home.
Pack your shit. Get the fuck out.
But Billy morph. All right, do it again.
Okay, do it again. Do it again.
All of you do it.
Show me how you did it.
But
I literally was not paying attention.
Yeah.
Then get the fuck out.
What were you doing? Nothing.
I don't know.
So what's this porn stuff? I'm in a computer.
I've been gone for a long fucking time. What's
browser history?
Yeah.
Alpha, what the fuck are you looking at? I don't look at that.
No, this one doesn't do that.
You fucking told me
he
to
does,
learn.
But only like twice.
Yeah,
it's not like every other fucking second like ours was.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. No.
So all of them decide to go.
Zach's like, I don't want to go home. I've got these,
I got snacks. Who
got
snacks?
Snacks and stuff.
Isn't this where Jason decides to go talk?
He decides he's going to go back to yell at Zordon and be like, Zordon, what the fuck?
Alpha, I need to be free from here. I need to use the morphing grid to be free.
He walks into a private conversation where you figure out that
like, oh.
Zordon literally only had one thing in store for these kids, and that was,
use
hey,
them.
Fight my fucking battle so I can come back to life.
Yeah. I need you to morph so I can get the fuck out of this wall, find some pants, and get back to making real Ranger teams.
Put your lives in considerable real danger.
Not necessarily in that order.
Yeah, not necessarily in that
open
order.
Open my morphing grid so I can step out of this closet wall.
Yep.
So what's Jason do? Fuck you!
I also have a problem with it, though. Because when we later see the morphing grid work to bring somebody back to life, they bring the thing back to life where it is, almost like the original rules of Dragon Ball, where they had to save the bodies so that the people could be brought back.
It might be one of those weird things where maybe if you don't have a body, it just gives you your old
just
body.
Just comes out of the fucking viewing globe.
But if your body's there, it's just
well, because
spirit
Alpha,
movement.
Alpha was also convinced that he had come back to life. He was like, he stepped through the morphing grid, but, I mean, we didn't see it. Yeah. So does Alpha understand that you come back where you died? And if that's true,
where the fuck is Zordon?
Where would he have come back?
He's
is he over at the gold mine?
Yeah.
Or is he
I mean, they're in the gold mine area.
Or is he downtown and some naked, bald, blue guy disappears?
Yeah, it just appears over
there. No. We went over this before the show.
They're buried.
The Zeo crystal moves.
Yep, yeah. It just moves around.
But at
it
the
just
same
happened
time,
to move. Like,
so Zordon got over, fucking barbecued laying on top of the coins, which means technically his
he
body would
in,
be
right
no, in the crystal.
If his hands are supposed to be over those crystals, he would appear somewhat in that wall.
Right.
Pew! Shit! Alpha! God damn it!
Alpha, help! I don't have much... suffocating.
I'm suffocating in the glass and my naked ass is being shown to everybody. Shit! Alpha! Alpha! And then later on in the news...
Some miner walks by.
What the fuck? And then later on the news it'd be like...
Naked blue alien
yeah, naked
guy
blue alien
found.
Discovered at the Angel Grove gold mine. He was strangely in a wall and a dangling.
Dangly bits.
That miner's like, sir?
I'm going to
no,
report
no,
something.
That miner's walking up and he sees Zordon just kind of trying to move before he suffocates to death and he's like, sir? Sir? Can you hear me, sir?
You're not supposed to be in here.
This is a restricted area, sir.
You need to take your naked ass out of that wall.
Sir, I am doing everything I can in my power not to stare at your blue wanger. God damn it, I stared at your blue wanger.
You guys got enhancements? A buddy of mine needs that. His wife keeps complaining to me about it.
Sir, you can't be naked up here.
You can't be naked.
You really can't be naked anywhere except for your own home and a nudist colony.
You're not even supposed to be here to begin with, let alone naked here.
Right. Sir, I'm going to have to call the police to haul your naked ass out of our wall.
Get me out of this wall. Sir, sir, calm down.
Like,
calm thy dick.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something right now.
I'm just, look, I know it keeps coming up, but he was fucking naked. I don't understand.
So they have a campfire powwow where they talk about stuff going on.
Yeah, they got their little heart to heart.
Yes.
Zach's scared to be home because his mom might not make it.
Which is legitimate in his feelings.
Right.
But
also
times,
makes him a piece of shit.
Well, okay, there are times that you need to escape. It's scary. It's hard to deal with what's going on.
But when you don't go home at all.
Everybody deals with things like this.
Yeah. Your mom is sick and dying, Shane. You have to make sure she takes her meds and has certain things throughout the day, including the night.
Including the night.
You don't go home for an entire night, Shane. You might come home to dead mom.
Probably.
And, I mean, the way he acts, he just assumed fucking go off and die himself and not go home. It's just, look, everybody deals with their problems in different ways.
Some are stupid.
But he is a really shitty person.
Yeah.
Yeah, like drinking beers that don't have a label and eating candy bars that
don't
have
labels.
We already
got enough product placement in this motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Not enough. Need more products. Can't rely off only Krispy Kreme money.
Well, there was a Starbucks.
Yeah, there's Starbucks.
They just don't mention it.
There was also more Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Mm. And I'm pretty sure Billy was eating a Snickers.
No, actually, because I actually did get a good look at it.
Or
it's a Three Musketeers.
Oh, is it Three Musketeers?
It's either a Three Musketeers or a Milky Way, yes.
Well,
regardless. It had, like, way too much fucking nougat in it, and I'm like, man, that ain't
Billy,
no Snickers.
Eat this Snickers.
Because I thought the same
thing.
You're
not yourself when you're hungry.
Are you sure it wasn't a payday?
No, I'm sure it wasn't a payday, because paydays are easy to tell, because that's packed full of peanuts.
Packed full of penis? What? Zordon!
Here we go,
oh, we were on! Stop! No!
Sir! Stop with your blue penis!
It's got creamy nougat inside.
So anyway, so now we move on to Everybody Goes Home, and I guess Trini's parents leave because Rita fucking spit on her.
Nope.
With the kids.
Nope. They just leave the fucking
They went
family
for a family
vacation.
Outing.
Family vacation.
Yeah, family
without
vacation
Trini.
In the middle of the night without Trini, because fuck her.
Family
well, because,
vacation.
And the reason we're saying this is because in this scene, she'll get thrown all around the fucking room. Nothing. No parent ever comes to check on her. You don't hear the brothers in the background screaming like, what's going on?
There's
nothing.
There's not a dog barking. There's not a, like, if you were living in my house, a, hey, shut the fuck up. I gotta go to work in the morning.
So literally, everybody just got together and was like, fuck that lesbian bitch, and drove off without her in the middle of the fucking night. And then Rita, like, spit on her.
Look, she's always dripping something.
I want to keep saying that she's drooling like Pennywise does in the new movies.
Or like the alien from Aliens.
Yeah, like Alien from Alien. Yeah, just
drooling.
Like, dude. Because at first
I saw this in the movie Aliens.
At first I said to myself, well, she's down in the boatyard and whatnot, and every other time we've seen her, she's been, like, wet. Well, in this scene, she's not wet, like, at all, nothing. None of her clothes are wet, she's not wet, she's not dripping, like, which means that she was hanging over Trini's bed.
With her mouth open.
Like spitting on her, fucking drooling, hanging her tongue out. Wake up, little bitch.
Oh, little yellow.
I can just imagine, like, wake up. Hey. 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 Damn, this girl can sleep. I can't be scary if you're sleeping.
It's like, hold on. hold on.
But at the same time, I'm not evil enough to attack you.
Don't worry. They free range
oysters.
That's
a whole new level of evil.
Oh, no, no, no. She didn't want to attack her in her sleep because she wanted Trini to lure the others into a trap.
Yes.
So then she could kill them all at once. But she had a personal vendetta against the yellow one.
Yes.
Yes.
She did. She had a personal vendetta against the
yellow one.
It's
like your predecessor was banging my boy toy that I wanted.
I swear that's what was going
on.
So
I'm going to fuck you up.
Okay.
But I might let you live if you go get your little friends together.
My quick question would have been, I would have been like, oh yeah? Did he fuck somebody else because you kept spitting on his face? Because maybe that drove him away.
Maybe don't fucking hover over him in the middle of the night and spit on his forehead to wake him up.
Believe it or not, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. I know you're not an earthling, but I'm going to tell you something right now since you're here on Earth. We don't like that. And nobody else does.
Let me explain something to you.
If you want the guy to wake up, there's a great way to wake him up.
Blowjob.
That's called blowjob.
What's a blowjob? You're alien.
Doesn't matter.
Go
all
to
men
this website.
Google.
Yeah. Here, go to this website. I'm going to show you all of this. Just get out of my room. Take my phone. I'll need it back. Just go look.
Dude. So then after this.
You'll give up looking for the powwow once you figure out.
Once you learn the powwow.
We get some Jason Kim time.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's when we hear about all
Jason's
the stuff.
Jason's asleep.
Yep.
And then he's not, because Kimmy appears in his fucking room, and he's like, what the fuck? And she's like, dude, we're Power Rangers now. No, I'm just fucking with you. You left your window open like a dumb shit. Oh.
You know, there's like an evil space witch after us, but don't worry.
It's not like she would hang over your bed and spit on your face to wake you up and then fuck you up in your
room. Yeah, that would never happen.
That would be fucking crazy.
Meanwhile.
Meanwhile.
Wake up.
At the Quan house. What the
Wake
fuck?
Oh, shit.
So they talk about stuff.
While he has an erection.
While he's just awkwardly
he's
trying
to cover
like his dick up.
He's supposed to be like 15 or 16, right?
Right.
Well, there are seniors in high school.
They're seniors.
So like 17
seniors.
Or 18.
Yeah, 17 or 18.
Yeah, 17 or 18 years old, you give me an hour-long nap and I've got a problem.
Yeah.
And I have a girl in my room. That does not help the issue.
That
doubles
the
problem.
I realize it's not a problem for Kimberly when she wakes up. I mean, you get the idea of
it. But for Jason, he's in an awful lot of pain now.
Like, so he's sleeping, then he wakes up, and then he's like, it's weird that they play the scene out, and we're looking into this way too hard, but you notice he does keep the blanket on. Like,
I think he moves it a little bit more on top of himself.
Yeah, because
yeah,
he's got to
like,
cover
yep.
up the fact that he would have morning wood.
There's a
Even
pup
though
tent
it's
under
nighttime.
Here.
Yeah. So,
hold on, there's a pup tent under here. I got to hide the circus.
So is that your morpher, or are you happy to see me?
So fucked up.
It's both.
It's both, to be fair. We've kind of had this sexual attention going for a while.
Yeah, that's another problem, too, is he is very interested in her.
Same as her. You
yes,
can see it.
She's interested
and
in him.
And because he's 17, 18 years old, you know what memory always flashes every time he sees her? Oh, shit, she took her top off and
you
jumped into some water.
She was in her fucking underwear in the water. That was pretty cool.
And then they get messages from Trini.
Yep.
Yo, some bitch kept spitting on
Hold
me.
Hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they cut out the kissing.
No. That's, I know they did that. When Kimberly came into that room.
Yes.
And they had that conversation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did she show him the picture?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
How?
No.
She pulled out her phone and
How?
Said, here's...
Yeah, good question. How? She crushed her...
She doesn't
her...
have a phone.
She crushed it.
She crushed her previous phone.
No, she didn't
but
show.
But it's been 11 days. Yes, she did.
No, she didn't. Everyone had that photo. She didn't show him that photo.
But her phone went off just like his did.
She might have got
she
a replacement.
She pulled her phone out of her
but
pocket.
But that had happened almost 2 weeks
So she got a replacement phone.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know
it's
if I'm
been
just,
like 10 days.
I don't know if I'm putting a scene there that didn't exist, but I thought for sure she showed him, and then he was like, first things first, delete that photo so
yes.
you can move on with your
yes,
life.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. She got a replacement iPhone. She went down to the store and said, hey, my shit broke. I've got insurance, right?
So she kept that fucked up photo on her fucking cloud or whatever?
Probably.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I don't think she showed him.
She never intended to get rid of him.
Yeah, because
he
saw his facial. Yes. Because when he saw
because,
it, he was like,
because
oh,
she
hey.
Goes.
Yeah,
because
he even turns his head away.
Yeah, he even.
She goes, because of this. And he goes,
whoa.
You took that photo?
Fuck, dude. It's.
But he also turns
there is a lot of analyzing to be done.
She's 17 years old.
Part.
She's 17 years old with no job. She crushed the fuck out of her phone.
Mommy and
somehow
daddy.
She still has that fucking picture. Mm-hmm. And
that would have been a perfect opportunity.
Mommy and daddy bought her
a
new phone, I guess.
To move on. I crushed my phone. That had the picture on it. I'm going to play with this new phone.
Because later on in the command center
maybe it
and
all
whatnot,
got transferred over.
In the command center and everything, you see Trini playing on her phone.
You can transfer shit over from a
yes
broken
and no.
phone.
Yeah, that's very dependent.
Technically speaking, yes. There is a deleted scene where technically everybody else's phones get fucked up except for Billy's. Because Billy hands Trini his phone, and she's like, how does your phone still work? He's like, it's waterproof. She goes, oh, yeah, of course, it is. You know, like, condescendingly. But, yeah, basically, he's got, like, a fucking OtterBox case for his phone to keep that motherfucker sealed up watertight. So, technically, any time that you see a phone in the command center, technically, that's Billy's phone, and everybody else is fucking around
okay,
with the
so,
phone.
But that
so,
doesn't
let me get
matter.
This straight.
Everybody, there.
Everybody
right.
lost their phone, and Kim might have lost hers
twice.
Right.
So wait, how's Jason?
And she still has that picture.
Wait.
Right.
Because nobody's questioning Jason's ankle bracelet now because they went through the water.
Those are designed so you could take
yes.
showers.
Yeah,
and
they're
baths
waterproof.
And shit
yes, those yes. are waterproof.
I also yeah. never noticed. I never paid attention after you know that one scene where you noticed it because they shove it in your face because he's like trying to get it. You know.
No, what my question
he
is...
He had it the whole time. I never paid attention.
What?
Are you sure?
He had his ankle bracelet the whole time.
Are you
oh, yeah.
sure he had it after he got flattened by a train?
I'm pretty sure he wasn't on just like 3 week...
Yeah, he wasn't on no
3 week
probation. He had to have had it.
It's still weird.
They just didn't show you his
yeah.
ankle.
Yeah.
They didn't focus on his ankle.
But yeah. there's no reason he would have like a 3 week probation.
Hey, you fucked up.
Not for what weeks. He fucking did. He's lucky if he gets off with a year.
And most of that's for jerking a bowl off, but they don't know
oh,
his
he didn't jerk
they
a bowl off.
They don't know
didn't
that.
Do that.
They don't know that.
They also don't know that he that
bull
got
that,
jerked
they,
off.
They don't know that bull attacked.
He defended his friend, so they
yeah.
know.
So they get messages, they meet up with Trini in, what, the football?
Yep, football field.
Yeah,
stadium
they go
thing.
To the stadium. Yeah.
She tells him all that this bitch kept spitting on her to wake her up.
And sliced her
and
neck.
And sliced her neck, yeah.
And fuck then you. They go witness it.
Yeah.
Because
they go
to the
real.
Dock.
Yeah, they go
oh,
like,
no, they go to the place where the dead boats
yes.
sleep.
Yeah.
So they go to that
we
place.
Let's take care of this bitch once and for all without our powers.
I swear to God, somebody grabbed a stick.
Yeah.
I know really? Billy grabbed a pipe, but...
Billy grabbed a pipe. Zach had chains.
Yep.
Jason had something.
Yeah.
Trini had, like, a stick with a fucking piece of stabby metal attached to it.
Yep.
I'll fucking know what Kimberly had.
We're just going to say she had a stick.
And oh, then they all went
Shane,
down and
you keep
saw
saying
this...
it wrong. It's a...
Stick.
Stick.
They all went down and found this bum.
And he's like... And they're like, oh, they and all charge
like,
him.
Oh.
And the bum is like...
Homeless bum
the
guy.
The bum's like, fucking help. She
and
just
then,
fucking hovers above me and spits on my face.
And then and then spit happens, and he's like this. And yeah, he looks
spit,
up, and he's like,
spit,
fuck!
No, literally, spit lands on his forehead, and Trini goes, ah, shit, not again. Literally, she knows.
Like,
she's like this
Trini and the homeless guy both meet eyes as he's looking up, and he's like, god damn it. And she's like... God damn it!
He looks at her and he's like, "This happened to you, didn't it?"
He's like, "Gross."
She's up there like, "They're all."
But he doesn't have to live with it much longer because
she
literally
gets,
flattens his motherfucker.
She like
and
fucking
kills him,
flies
yeah.
down and stomps that man
all,
in the chest.
They all run at him, you know.
Much like Bruce Lee did
like,
in Return of the Dragon.
Once again, she's completely fucking dry.
Yep.
Bitch.
Which means
she's been drooling, spitting, whatever.
Hey, get their attention. Hey,
look up here.
Hey. And then Trini's like, oh, crap. Superhero landing, except I'm a villain.
No, she didn't punch. She stomped.
Yeah,
she stomped. She Superman stomped his ass.
She decided she was going to play the real life version of Splat.
Double foot stompage. Just bow!
So Rita just...
Fucking flippy moves.
Yeah, she bitch slaps the fuck out of everybody. Magically ties them up because apparently, as you or Nick said, she has the power of bondage.
Yeah, that was me. I said, behold the power of bondage!
And then
Rita knows one of them knows.
The leader. How are you, Red Ranger?
Headbutt.
Oh, I like you.
It's like, you're not as disappointed as I thought you were going to be.
I'm going to spit on your forehead later.
And then she literally points down to Trini and goes, the Yellow Ranger led you to a trap, and one of you knows where my crystal is. I don't know where the fuck your crystal is.
Oh,
of course you don't.
You.
I said one of you does.
Eeny, meeny, miny, blue. And Billy's like, uh-oh. I know where
I'm
going to
kill the Black Ranger if you don't tell me. He dies in 3, 2, 1.
That bitch, I know where it's at. That's Krispy Kreme.
Is this a special place?
It's very special.
Yes, it's very special. There's only one on every other block.
It literally paid for 30% of our movie. It's very special.
the source of all life there.
Well, it's a shame if I gather you all up and not kill one of you.
Blam!
Boop! I also feel like Kimberly should be a little offended. I mentioned yellow, I mentioned red, I mentioned black, I mentioned blue. Fuck pink. I'd be like, hey, bitch! Pink here! Something.
I'd be like, shit, I'm not on the radar.
I'm offended! She's like, I don't care. You're not worth spitting on.
It's like, don't care anymore.
No, she'd be like, you know, I actually kind of like the old Pink Ranger, so you get a pass.
So Billy drowns, they drag his ass back to Zordon.
Well,
through town.
They drag him up and go... Oh my God, he's dead! And Bill hates this part
because... no CPR at all.
Yep.
Yeah, where was the CPR? Nobody even tried.
Yep.
He's dead. It's fine.
They were like, shit.
Let's feel him.
He was
him.
In the
Let's
water.
Feel him.
Feel him.
Nah, he's dead.
He's feeling kind of dead.
Fucking help me, guys. Fucking pick him up.
So they walk from the middle of the night until sunrise.
Middle of the night. At the docks,
till sunrise.
To the command center.
Yeah.
Which, if we remember correctly from Billy's instructions on where from the gate of the fucking mine to where he blew that shit the fuck up.
About a 45-minute drive.
Was about a 45-minute drive.
And that's just the drive. The walk... Yeah.
How many hours are we talking here?
We said minimum six.
So Billy's rigor mortis set in.
But augment. That might be all right. But more than likely, that boy's stiffer than shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That boy's stiffer than Jason's fucking morning.
So they get to the command center.
They laid him on the ground.
They laid his
like
ass down.
Board.
And they're like, Zordon,
do
Billy's
something.
Dead. And he's like, the fucking...
that boner, Jason.
We're not going to fucking get anywhere. Shane's broke.
Zordon, Billy's dead. Yeah, he's stiffer than Jason's dick was last night. You shut your fucking mouth.
That was tonight.
Yeah, that was...
No, it was morning now.
Midnight.
That was last night.
Midnight, new
nope.
day.
Nope,
midnight
last night.
Midnight is a.m.
Nope, doesn't matter, last night.
Happened at 11:59, Bill.
Oh, okay.
11:59 and 59 seconds.
Fucking yesterday's morning wood, sorry.
God damn it, Seth, we need
right.
to stop doing that
How
shit.
How do you even know?
We just do.
Exactly.
Kimberly's the one that says that, too.
Oh, boy.
Billy's stiffer than the wood that Jason had. What are you talking about? I noticed things.
What are you talking about? Billy's dead. Zordon, do something. Bench what you want me to do about it.
I'm a face in a wall.
Yep.
Do I look like I could make people come back from the dead? Don't you think I'd be out this wall? Fuck. Billy, I'm sorry. I'd trade places with you if I could.
Same here.
But you did.
Same.
So, sad, sappy moment. Zordon, the morphing grid, please come through.
Behold, blood power!
Did you actually notice this? What? I did pay attention this time. When they're talking, and it's Jason's, they're looking at Jason, and the morphing grid's behind him.
Yeah.
You can see it starting to spark a little bit. as they're confessing, as they're showing, man, I would do anything for you.
All
guys.
That yep. matters is this.
Yep. You can see it starting to spark a little bit, like they're coming together now.
Yeah.
I noticed it. I didn't notice it before.
Zordon, the morphine grid. Oh, shit. My fucking dumb face to the wall ass is out.
GTFO.
What the fuck just happened? Zordon, where you at, buddy? Damn it.
What happened?
Stupid face wall again.
Yeah, he comes back and he's like, oh, I tried, but I got stuck in a fucking wall and some guy kept poking me in the naked ass. So I just decided Billy can come back. Fuck it.
Only one can come back.
Only one can come back.
Yeah. Because my ass is stuck in a wall over there.
Where did what do you mean? Well, apparently you go back where your body died.
Yeah.
Why didn't you grab my body?
Everything
we
was
didn't know where
fire.
It was, Zordon.
Everything was
it kind of got atomized.
Everything was on fire.
Rita got lucky. She
also,
got knocked in the water.
In Dragon Ball Z, the dragon brings you back where you died.
Yep.
That's why they have to wish somebody to, like, the check-in station and then wish them back.
Right.
Because if the planet's not there, you just materialize in space and fucking die.
Oh, you mean like Krillin.
So Zordon just materializes in the wall that's there over the 65 million years of accumulation, and his naked ass hangs out for the world to see, and he suffocates and dies.
Yep.
I decide Billy can come back. Fuck
all
it,
right,
whatever.
So now it's time for a little bit of some,
only one
some
can
rapid.
Come, he says, only one can come back because a wall grew where I used to be.
Right.
It's morphin' time.
Stand up there and get your armor, you little bastards.
Yeah, I was about to say, now it's time for some rapid fire because morphing. Oh, hey, look,
man,
Goldar.
We are like Iron Man.
Yeah. So morphing, here's Goldar, there's putties. Jump up, fight the putties. Okay, now we've got Zords. Oh, there's Goldar. We're too late. He's heading towards the city.
Go, go,
fuck
Power
that.
Rangers.
Let's go get him.
That's a lot of gold.
Actor Zach almost kills the entire
That's a
team.
Lot of fish.
Again. Well, yes, but this time he's at least inside of.
I do love how you were the only one that knew what reference I got that from.
Right.
What?
When? Because it was either Billy or Zach was like, "That's a lot of gold," and I was sitting there like, "That's a lot of fish."
Mm-hmm.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
You got it now.
Yeah, I know. Okay, but either way, so now they're all running with backwards running. Triceratops.
Yep. Billy's brain doesn't work like everybody else's.
And now we get
so his is running backwards for the moment.
And,
don't
and
worry
now
about
we get
it.
The only Kanye song that I like, but doesn't need to be in this fucking movie. Yeah. Okay. Now we're on to.
Oh,
we
actually missed the cover of Stand By Me earlier when they were carrying dead Billy.
Yes.
But
yes.
Now we'll fast forward back to this point.
Yes. So now we're in the city. Oh my God, she's wrecking the city. Oh, look, the Rangers found their armor and their little dino cars. Oh, well.
Fucking, here's some putties, bitch.
Hey, guess what? Bumblebee car. There you go.
Sorry, Bumblebee!
Transformers reference! Coincidence? I think not.
I think it was because they're still going to reboot the fucking series.
It was on purpose.
Exactly.
So Kimberly picks up Billy and his Triceratops and throws him through Goldar and knocks back Rita and knocks her out.
Oh,
we've discussed how incredibly inconsistent the power of Goldar is.
Yes. My enjoyment
of
this
and,
is
and
fucking...
we figured something out. During the fight, Goldar's gold ends up landing on Jason's dad's truck.
Oh yeah.
Which causes him to crash. It is enough gold to cover his windshield so that he cannot see and some of the hood of his car. And sure it sucks that he now loses his car. But
that motherfucker's rich.
Insurance
so,
will replace that car.
So, yeah. Because we didn't have time nor the fucking know-how
if he has,
of actually
if he has
doing
full
this.
Coverage, if he has full coverage, they will pay him what
but
that car is worth.
But they are going to ask him, what happened to your vehicle?
Hold on.
And don't worry, they have photographs to prove he
all
ain't
he's
lying.
Going to say is that during the event, it was destroyed.
So.
After he scrapes all that gold off.
Yep,
that
so here's
the
thing.
Home.
We don't have an actual way of guesstimating this. So, I went outside. Bill's got a big SUV thingy. So I was like, that's about the right windshield, I'd say.
Yep.
So I did pseudo measurements, because I didn't have a picture of the damn screen.
Technically, couldn't you have measured by way of Seth's truck?
Eh.
technically it'd be speaking, the same size windshield. But it's still the exact same size windshield. They use the same thing.
Okay.
So I ran guesstimates, and we're being very generous on the height of the amount of fucking gold fluid that was on that truck.
It was pretty fucking thick.
So guesstimating, it was probably, because it's easier to go with fluid ounces worth.
Right.
Because it's liquid.
Fluid ounces.
Yep.
That comes from thick things.
Yep. Kind of
like that stiff boner that fucking dude.
Bringing it back. So
it's funny because he's talking about sex and shit.
This is a very generous guesstimate, but it was about 478.75 fluid ounces.
That's a lot of semen.
Of gold. And this is pure gold, not carat shit.
By the way, fluid...
Hey, Seth!
Fluid ounces, 2 ounces, is literally 1 to 1. And per ounce of pure gold is $1,498.85 currently,
right,
as of right now, which means
$1,498
$1,498.85.
Now we're going to multiply that by 478.75. So times 478.75. I said that right, right? Yes. Okay, good. With the grand whopping total of Jason's dad just got $717,574.44 worth of gold dumped on his truck.
So, Shane, it's Christmas morning and you're driving down the Christmas road. And
Goldar,
how much money falls on his car and destroys it?
$717,574.44 worth of gold. Blast your windshield.
And destroys your car, flipping it over and sending you probably to the hospital for a day or two.
That was your Christmas.
Fucking job. Christmas is amazing.
My Christmas is the best.
And like, now, that means he could buy 6 copies of Hoop Days.
Oh, shit! You could buy Hoop Days!
Now, again,
somebody better buy that shit.
It's still there, by the way.
Yeah.
It's always going to be there.
It sits there.
That motherfucker could depreciate to $1 and it'll still sit there.
I don't know. If it gets to a certain point, I may just buy it just to see what
get it
about.
Off the shelf.
I also have to point out that was the U.S. measurements.
Right.
For the fluid ounces. Because apparently there's another version.
Yep.
So this is also a guesstimate. We don't fucking care. We ain't math my goddamn titians.
It's true.
You want to do the fucking math for us, do it.
Tell me how rich I am.
Okay, right? Goldar finds
tell
the
tell me how
crystal.
Much I need to break Shane's legs and steal all of his shit.
Goldar finally gets to the crystal, and
the
and
Rangers are
hold the line.
Holding the
hold
line.
The line.
Hold the door. I mean, the line.
But they can't, so they get pushed in, and now the Megazord
shows up. But Kimmy has to have a moment of
Kimberly,
being on fire and claustrophobic and crushed.
Actually,
fucking folded
I was kind of impressed
herself.
By that.
It was
right.
Because a lot of the other guys were just like worried they were going to die. She was not afraid of the situation, like that she was going to die. In fact, she was safe. Mm-hmm. And then when Jason got hit hard, she flew down and landed on him and attempted to pick him back up to keep them fighting.
Which she did.
She
Jason
didn't have
to
do that.
And then fireball.
Then all of a sudden when Goldar throws that fucking fireball on top of her, that's when she doesn't have a moment like she's on fire or she's afraid for her life. She has
like
a claustrophobic shutdown where she can't breathe. She feels like she's being crushed. She wasn't. All he did was fold the wings in.
Well, that
her
was
cockpit
that
was never touched.
That was before she the wings got folded in.
That's when she started saying. That's
burning.
When she says. That's when she says he's
she
crushing
says,
me. But
I feel like I'm getting crushed, and then he folds her wings in.
She says he's crushing me when he's folding the wings in.
Yeah.
But she was never being crushed.
Yeah.
The cockpit was never touched. So that's all a claustrophobia moment, and it was done really well for a character that may have not even known she was claustrophobic until that exact minute.
Right.
And everyone's just like, hold the line, guys, keep fighting, we got this. And she's like, Oh, fuck my life! This is not cool, guys.
Right.
You know, my God, my.
And so they
why?
All get pushed off.
Here?
They all get pushed off the ledge. But the first thing that goes is the ultimate Zord, the SUV. Rest in peace, little SUV. You didn't make it into Optimus Prime Zord.
Speaking of which, how the hell because do they Optimus make Prime the Megazord?
Magic.
Magic.
So they get pushed.
I've got nothing else.
Once again, the plot. They're dead in a purgatory universe where shit can magically fucking happen because goddamn magic. That's how we don't view plot holes, because this Zordon doesn't view plot holes.
Or
so,
the Zeocrystal.
Fuck it.
Or... We could go. Well, we could go with
is
the Zeocrystal.
Is that the idea? Because they fell
maybe.
Into the crystal.
Well, that
I mean,
and the Zord
source of life.
The Zords are also severe, or like
they're
exceedingly.
Alive.
They're alive, but they're also exceedingly high tech machines.
Yes. As far as I can
how
tell,
how do we
alive.
Know if they can't bust apart and fucking configure themselves like that?
Because the mass doesn't add up. It's not
the,
possible.
The mass and all the
you
fire
can't change
and stuff.
Physics. Physics show that those Zords are no taller, barely 3 stories, while Goldar stands about literally 20 stories tall.
Right.
They didn't even go up to his fucking kneecap, the tallest of them. And yet, when it was all over, in order to fight them, he had to bend down on one knee, lean in, and punch them in face.
Yeah,
like a dad fighting a 2-year-old baby. The 2-year-old baby's like, ah, and the dad knocks it over. And it gets up to fucking play some more. That's
right.
What the fucking Goldar had to do to fight these Zords. Then, they fall in a hole, and this fucking 20-story monster...
Optimus Prime Zord.
...stands up out of the fucking hole.
I mean, Zeocrystal could be like, oh, hey, wait, Rita did a thing. Fucking make my Zords grow...
Because even if they broke apart and somehow combined it into that fucking Transformer style, their mass cannot equal what they stood out of that hole as. They're not fucking big enough. There's not enough of them.
Yeah.
That Zord cannot be.
Other than Zeocrystal.
But it is.
Well, they did fall into the Zeocrystal pit.
My guess is they fell in there.
And the Zeocrystal went,
into the
oh,
Zeocrystal.
Fuck.
And it created a new life. And maybe if there ever would have been a second movie, those Zords don't exist anymore. Now maybe there only is the Megazord.
Right.
And they don't have to call a new, call the guys and combine every time there's a giant. They'd just be like, fucking Megazord. Done.
So giant mech
which
battle.
Is actually in the worst position of any Megazord ever to be featured in the history of what we've watched, except for you, because... If at any time they lose even one Ranger, the Megazord cannot function.
Yep.
Because each one pilots a different limb except for Jason.
It's not like in the show where sometimes they didn't have Jason, so they just called the Zord.
I would like to think that that is a design flaw that may, you know, be fixed. Like, hey, so like what happens
if they're alive,
has the flu? And he
then we're missing a leg.
Then we don't have a leg.
Then what if we...
Fucking hop, bitch.
What if all of you guys are missing and I'm the only one, since I am the leader and in the middle, what if all controls get transferred to my console?
Nope, can't do it. You control the head.
Yep.
So what?
Look around, bitch.
I was confused about that myself because Jason is in the head. He basically controls nothing because the head is literally useless. It doesn't see...
No, because you're in your
yeah,
own.
The only thing that he has the ability to control is, hey, detach the wings, use them as swords.
Yeah, he was like,
that's it.
I know a thing that nobody
reach
knows.
Reach your hands back, we got swords.
Yep, I know a thing. I don't know why I know a thing, but I know a thing.
And you know what? Now that we've been scrutinizing the shit out of the movie...
By the way, you know what's great about the Megazord?
You brought it up a little bit ago.
I love how you guys fucking bashed on my favorite Megazord. But you know what this one has? Giant fucking windows where
yeah.
you can easy eight punch these motherfuckers.
I'm okay with that. They can get easy eight punched. This Megazord sucks. It's Optimus Prime Zord.
And stop! Fucking stop! Showing your goddamn faces! Put your fucking helmet on!
You're not Iron Man, damn it!
Technicality, the helmet is technically on, the visor is
you
up.
You shut the fuck up.
Leave the visor down.
Yes.
Until we're dying. Then flip it up.
Like, if it would have been in that moment that they'd have opened up and kind of looked at each other or whatever and had this moment, and I would have let it go. But, like, literally, they get in the Power Ranger suits, which, by the way, fuck this movie for that. Even if I like this movie, fuck this movie for that. Because you go to see Spider-Man, right? Yeah. You spend the entire motherfucking movie waiting for Spider-Man. The last 15 minutes, they put him in the costume. 5 minutes into Spider-Man, fuck this, Peter Parker face time. You happy? Does that make you fucking happy?
You got 5 minutes of him in the full suit, right? It's pretty good.
Yeah. You paid your $20 for the ticket.
And foods.
Your $70 at the concession stand for a bag of popcorn and a drink.
Let us be honest, we go to a Power Ranger movie, and one of the things we were expecting, one of the things we talked about constantly building up to that movie, was that we were going to see some martial arts and some new age stuff and some Rangers and see the new costumes, and who knows, maybe it'd be cool we wait till they were in motion, we'd see. We got fucking 5 minutes of Rangers. They kicked some rocks. Bow! Bow! Sword! Bow! Toss a guy! Fucking suplex! Helmets! Pachik! Look at my face the rest of the motherfucking movie.
There
was one tiny part where a mask did come back on.
Oh, yeah, when Jason had to rescue
Jason had to pull his dad out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stepdad out.
Oh, yeah.
But then right back off with the fucking visor. Yeah.
When he puts the sword back, the visor's down.
Yeah. I didn't think he was wearing a thing at all.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was. He was in the suit. He walks back and sets the sword and then it dissipates.
Pulls off of him.
So they stab Goldar. Reed comes out. It's like,
You said it's difficult to actually gauge Goldar's actual strength. I really think he suffers from the same thing that Final Fantasy VIII did with Griever. Griever was the ultimate fucking guardian summon. That fucking Ultimecia had pulled out of Squall's mind. It was undefeatable. But then she was like, oh, you're kicking my Guardian Force's ass. Oh, hold on a second. I'll just junction myself into him to make him more... he's weaker now. I think that's what happened with Goldar. Because we even cracked that joke. It's like, behold, as I make my monster weaker.
Griever don't mean shit. You just fucking push R3.
I was meaning the old days, Bill. And plus, it can still one-shot you.
So Rita says others will come for the Zeo Crystal.
Either way, Rita jumps at the Zord. They backhand her into the Moonosphere. Yep. Because the moon is way the fuck over there to the right, and she's going way the fuck over to the left.
Did you
just slap her? Yeah, weird, isn't it? They only used that joke twice,
and it was well placed.
Yes,
Billy was like, "Jason, did you just slap her?" And he was like, "Yeah, weird, huh?" But no, Trini slapped him. She controls that arm, so she should have been Trini. Did you just slap him? And it wouldn't have made no sense.
Doesn't matter. Movie's over. Roll the credits. Oliver, Tommy, Oliver doesn't mean shit now. Ha ha ha! Way to go.
Wait, you forgot one other thing.
Explosion.
Locker explosion.
Oh, yeah, locker explosion. That was more than likely my fault. I'm sorry.
But anyway, Jason does return the power sword, and he said, I'll be back for it. Walks away.
No, you won't, because your series is
done. Yeah.
Yep. Game over, kids.
Which, to be fair, their series is done. In 65 million years, there was never a single other entity of any kind whatsoever come looking for the Zeo Crystal. So... by comparison, I'm assuming it's going to be another couple million years before Lord Zed comes over like, hey, is there a Zeo Crystal over here?
No. Well, unless when the Zeo Crystal got unearthed because of Rita.
It was unearthed 65 million years ago.
You don't know.
No bad guy came looking for it.
I mean, Zed might be a newer villain.
Fuck that. We'll just push some dirt over it.
Yep. It got dirt pushed on it.
Ain't nothing here. So when he comes down, you guys have a Zeo Crystal? No. My bad.
You know, I detected a Zeo Crystal around
here.
You were motherfucker.
No.
Yeah. So like...
Billy was microwaving some fucking burritos from Taco Bell. Oh.
As far as I could tell...
I've heard of Taco Bell.
As far as I could tell, this universe only had one villain anyway.
Rita. No, it's Rita.
Bandora.
No, this was not Bandora.
This was Rita.
This was Rita. She was closer to Bandora than our Rita, but she was Rita.
She murders people and
yep.
spits on them?
Yeah, it was. See, it, the sure. murder part was the Bandora. The spitting on people was our Rita.
That's inconvenient and disgusting.
So evil!
Oh, that's not evil enough for you? Fucking kill this motherfucker!
Either way, it's time for the mic drop, so...
No, stop with the fucking mic drops.
What are we rating this bitch?
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
I forgot we gotta actually rate the movie.
Yep.
I'm at a 4.2.
Now that we've scrutinized it and ideas might change here and there. Because originally this movie got higher, like a real fucking high rating.
Yeah, I want to say almost everybody in the room gave it like almost like a 5.
Yes, which the reason I said back then that we're going to have to come back to it is because we were like right out of the theater. We had to have time to let everything sink in and watch it again without the,
right.
holy shit, theater is exciting.
Which today marks the third time ever I've seen this movie.
Same here.
This with is the yesterday second. Being yeah. the second.
Yep. I seen it when we went and seen it. Then I bought it and watched it with Gwen and this. So yeah, third time.
Right.
This
is the second time for Nick.
It was the third time for me since I tried watching it yesterday too.
Right.
This is the 12th.
I find that hard to believe.
In fact, I've watched it more than all of you, to be fair. I think this is my 5th time.
He fucking loves spitting Rita.
Yeah, spitting Rita is pretty humorous.
Wake up!
No!
Just think if you get woke up like that.
That's why I'm going to wake you up on the day of your wedding, Shane. I'm going to come up to your house and I'm gonna... Shane, wake
evil.
Up.
Evil!
There's a huge difference. See, I'm going to kick you in your face. If I kicked Rita in the face, she's a fucking space witch who will kill me.
No, she's
not a space witch.
No, no, the thing is, Shane, if you kicked her in the face, she might smile at you and you'd be like, oh...
That might
You're
be
not
the
as
most
disappointing as I thought.
I'm not going to kill you. Thank you.
That might be one of the most fucked up things that's ever happened on our show.
What?
I'm going to have to listen to it. But me and Seth synced up our laugh. Exact.
I can believe that.
So it's probably a
I've
terrifying
been syncing with everybody
nightmare.
Tonight.
It's probably a terrifying nightmare
it's prob-
laugh.
It's
All
probably
right.
from going through and like... Binge watching a bunch of D&D because every time they
Wake
start
up.
The thing and it's
Wake up.
1, 2, Wake 3, up. Sink, sink! 1, 2, 3, sink, sink! And everybody in the chat syncs too. So you get S-Y-N-C, S-I-N-C, S-N-C-K, sink.
Sneak?
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, Bill, what do you give it? Excellent. Seth, what do you give it?
4.2.
Scott. Air is not a rating.
Yeah, I know.
I'll give you a second. Nick.
Do.
He gives it a doo doo. Gives it a doo doo.
No, I didn't say doo doo. I was sitting over here singing the song. I'm waiting. Fucking goddamn it, Bill.
Come on, doo doo head.
Hey,
Shane.
Bill,
I am so offended.
Hurry up, so that way we can go and fucking watch some Yub Nub. That's gonna piss one specific person off that
yes,
was in our
will.
Live stream.
I sang that,
and
motherfucker.
I love it.
Yeah, I know. Go back and listen to the live stream.
4.
All right, guys, 4 from
yeah,
Shane.
I'm at 4 as well. Listen, here's my problem that drug it down. First time I seen it, I let a lot of things go.
Right.
I don't like the Megazord fight. I don't like the Zord designs. The suits I've become okay with. I still don't like them, necessarily. But they don't bother me, per se. Put your fucking visor down.
Right.
I didn't fucking pay and wait literally 30 motherfucking years of my goddamn life, basically. What, when did this fucking show start? Started in 93?
Yep.
God damn it.
Old we is.
Look how long. I fucking waited till 2017 to see
years.
A full Hollywood budget fucking Power Rangers movie that, you know, maybe actually had some decent Zords in it. And I didn't get those decent Zords even yet. They're fine, I guess. They're whatever. I don't like them.
Optimus Prime Zord.
I also don't like the Rangers suits perfectly. I really like a lot of the story that was put into this. But then I only get like fucking 4 minutes with the Rangers. One fight scene that passes so quick. If I accidentally, if I'd have had to have taken a piss,
you would have missed it.
Yeah. I'd have missed the fight. I'd have missed the entire fucking Rangers. If I'd have went to taking a piss, came back, sat down, and said, "Oh, that's the costume. Their faces are just open like that."
Like, no man, you missed
the whole fight.
Oh, I missed the entire fucking scene where they wore helmets?
Yep, you missed the entire thing. You would have got the fuck up, walked out front, been like, can I get my money back for this shit movie?
So, Bill's giving it a 4. Shane gave it a 4. Scott?
I remember when I came out from watching this with you guys. I thought it was the only best reboot that they've done.
You gave it a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking back at it, I hated a lot of the parent-kid interactions.
Understandable.
Except for the Zach and his mom thing.
Yeah.
I don't have as much hate for the costumes of the Rangers.
Right.
Or the Megazord, even though they look awkward as fuck.
Right.
Optimus Prime Zord.
Yeah. There's like so much stuff that seems awkward and weird when we... Even if we try to compare this to our Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
God damn it, Shane.
Everything from the viewing globe, to Zordon, to the Zords.
The spitting Rita.
I was about to say that, you son of a bitch.
I would like to see Rita spit from the moon down to Earth, see what happens.
It would freeze.
Why does it just
and then evaporate on re-entry.
Why does it just float?
Does that Rita create a monster by spitting down? But
Rangers, Rita's creating a spit monster.
She dropped her staff.
6 months to prepare for it.
Oh, wait. 6 days.
Sorry, I'm
no,
really
no.
Bad
Alpha
time.
With his bad time would have been 6 years. I mean, months. Months. It's months. I got to learn you guys' clock. Months.
So, with all that shit in there, I'm dropping that down a lot. I'm just giving it a 3.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Although it is still one of the best reboots that they've done in a while.
I'm going to give it a 4.1. There was a lot of good stuff, and then there was a lot of shit that we started to notice.
Look, Spinning Rita gave it a 4.
Right? But Spinning Rita did make me giggle a lot. But there were some things that do still bother me.
It's 3.8. It's a 3.86. We are officially done with the Zordon era. Thank you, Jesus. No more plot holes.
Go your ass back in the wall.
Bye!
Well, no, we're done for the moment.
Yeah, because there's going to be a reboot.
Because there's
going to
be a new reboot coming for the Hasbroverse. And we
Nick,
don't know what they're going to give us.
Nick,
yeah.
Do you remember what you told me?
I don't give a fuck. This is revenge, motherfucker.
I know. But
Hasbro owns them now, though, right?
Yes.
So they're going to be making toys.
Right.
Yep.
Which they're already doing.
Yep.
Do you think that maybe when they release Rita, she'll come with spitting action?
I hope.
But Nick, to go back to it, you remember what you told me when I said, oh, wait, we're done with the Zords until we get to, like, Big Bad Beetleborgs and other shit? I already fucking know this. The pile never ends.
Oh,
we're
going to
be doing this until we're brains in a jar. Going, I don't like this shit.
No, see, you'll be a brain in a jar. I'll hopefully be splattered on a wall somewhere at that point. Because I'll talk back to somebody. Be like, oh, fucking brain in the jar, Nick. Talking back again. Blap. Talk back now,
so,
bitch.
I reiterate. Bye. Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So, check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.